It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morrow.
Good morrow. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye. Right. You should just zero it out right now.
Nah, we're still here.
I fooled you.
You thought we left for the day.
You dummies. Good morning.
People don't like starting their day off with getting called dummies.
Oh, they get it.
Yeah.
They're my best friends. We call each other dummies for fun. It's an endearing term.
Oh, man. Happy Thursday. How
Happy
crazy
Thursday.
Is this?
This week is almost gone.
It is crazy cold in the Albuquerque area.
Very cold
here. Just
say
that.
Warm sweater.
What? No, this is wrong. There's no way. It says it's 23 degrees outside.
False. Maybe it's, like, humid. Maybe it's more humid.
Maybe.
Because a lot of times back east, if it's really cold and then you look at the thing and it's like, oh, it's 30-something. You're like, what? Or it's 40-something. And then you realize it's because of the humidity. It just makes it, it's like piercing.
Hey, 72% humidity going on right now. Ooh. It's 22 degrees now. Feels like 11.
It's colder in Nashville right now than it is here. It's 19 degrees in Nashville.
Great. Well, this evening, it's going to dip way down. Lows in the 20s. And scattered snow showers.
Look out. They're scattered, so you'll never be able to know when they're coming.
Friday's cloud has 3 snow drops.
What?
What do you call those? Oh, snowflakes.
Snow
right.
Snowflakes.
Not snow drops.
Snow drops snow are drops. Cousins to snowflakes.
Exactly.
They just drop. Snowflakes float and fly and flitter about. Snow drops just fall straight to the ground and kill you. And they're sad.
Yeah.
They're the depressed form of snow.
Man, we got a great show today. I'm excited.
We do.
Aspen Project up in this meow.
Are we getting Clay or Michelle today?
Someone.
One of them.
We're getting a Schroff.
They couldn't come last time because of the winter.
Yeah.
It's like
that's right.
Snowgate, Albuquerque.
Yeah. Everything shut down, including the Schroff household.
Yep.
But they have an excuse. They have 19 kids to take care of when the electricity goes out. All right,
it's
kids.
A lot. It's a here again. It's like it is in the South. It snows an inch and a half and everybody shuts everything down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that it would be different out here, I guess because we're so close to Denver. Denver is one of those places where it's like, you know, whenever there's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And those people are just used to it. They drive through it. They walk through it. Whatever. They live in it. They use a bathroom in it. But then it snows a little bit in the South.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they're like, oh, no, oh, no. And then all these northern people come out of the woodwork because they've all moved to Nashville for some reason. They're like, whatever. I drove on the frozen tundra. I was an ice road trucker when
yeah,
I was
you
a
were.
Teenager. And they just brag about it.
And you're still alive.
Yeah.
I'm happy. Happy to hear that.
I still get nervous when it snows and I have to drive in it. Especially when there are no reflectors on the road. Albuquerque Department of Transportation. They're called reflectors.
You care about this. You've talked about this many
they're,
times.
They're the coolest. Have you ever... Okay, surely you've seen highways with reflectors on them.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, you look across. Like
you
if you have
red.
An interstate and you like, have two lanes going east, and then on the other side of the road, there's a grass median.
Yeah.
Two lanes going west.
Right.
And the reflectors on the other side of the road are red.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
on your side, they're yellow.
Yeah. We have those over on the west side.
The west side.
I'll show you.
West side's the best place
it
then.
Is.
There you go.
Because it's newer, so they just keep building stuff, and they're like, hey, you know what would be good? Reflectors. Ah, it's too late to
Advanced
save
technology.
The city. Let's start on the west side.
Yeah.
Because we really do have those reflectors where they reflect red on
when
the side.
When the city goes to pot, the west side will be alive because of the reflectors. And by pot, I don't mean the drug.
Yes, no. No.
I mean...
This is Albuquerque.
When it goes to crap.
Yes. I understood what you're saying.
Thank you.
It is Thursday morning. It is chilly outside, so... Dress appropriately today.
I wore a wool sweater and it is itchy. But it is warm.
This
is itchy.
I have a wool sweater that I can't wear because I refuse to wear long sleeves underneath it.
It's only it. Well, I have a t-shirt on, so it's itching where I don't have it like right here on my
right,
neck.
Exactly.
The neck is where it itches the most.
You just get a shirt, man. Get a full shirt to wear underneath it.
No.
Then you'd be burning up.
Well, no. I mean, I've got it. Look, my t-shirt right here is just right under it.
Oh, okay.
It's just where it's just peeking over. It's peeking over.
Oh, man. Did you see, we were talking about this on the drive here. We have to discuss this morning. The sign language interpreter.
Oh.
Who's sitting next to Obama at the Nelson Mandela Memorial.
Was he next to Obama?
That's what it says.
Okay.
At least that's what Fox News said.
Right. They're
he was next to him. They were passing notes.
They were best friends.
And you know what I mean.
That's why Obamacare's here. Because of this man.
Yeah, it looks like he was a fake. Yeah, look, here, there's the photo. He wasn't really next. It was like when he was speaking, he's the dude on the...
Yeah, he's... Okay, he was the interpreter that was next to the podium for all of the speakers.
Yeah.
So, some people that know sign language. My sister, actually, Kimberly, she knows sign language.
Really?
Yeah, she did like some speech therapy stuff.
And they were like, what is that guy doing?
Before she became a teacher. She used to do, like, if there was a special at church, Kimberly would do the sign language. Even though she's got a beautiful voice, and I don't know why she didn't just sing... She would sing to the deaf people with her hands, which is blessed. But anyway, yeah, this company, apparently, that put on this sign language guy who was fake.
Yeah.
The owners of the company have disappeared.
This is creepy.
They can't track him down.
Yeah, according to this article, he was making up his own gestures.
That's pretty good.
According to sign language experts. Which, of course, raises questions about the security at this event.
They're obviously... Oh, well, man. Look, here it is. They're obviously not doing background checks on the sign language guy.
Right.
You know? Well, what about the sign language guy? He's a sign language guy. What?
What
else
do
you want to know?
What do you want to know?
What, he can color? What else do you need to know?
They said he was moving his hands around, but there was no meaning in what he used his hands for. That was according to Bruno Druchin, the Deaf Federation of South Africa's national director. That's pretty crazy, dude. The country's deaf community and the ruling African National Congress have no knowledge of who this man actually is.
It says he is Xhosa speaking. I guess that's the native language of South Africa. The English was a bit too much for him. So he himself blamed his flawed interpretation on a schizophrenic episode. He also admitted he had been violent in the past. During the memorial, Mr. Deonti, I don't know how to pronounce it, was employed to stand on the stage next to key speakers such as U.S. President Obama and Mr. Mandela's grandchildren, translating their eulogies. But the minister denied there was a security issue, saying the interpreter had been properly accredited. Mr. Mandela died last week at the age of 95. Ever since Tuesday's event, pressure has been mounting on the government to explain why Mr. Deonti was hired for such an important event. And again, I'm reading from BBC News, so I don't have a skewed perspective. Or I guess I should say a skewed American perspective. Maybe this is a skewed British perspective. During a press conference, Ms. Bogopane Zulu, the Deputy Minister for Women, Children, and People with Disabilities, admitted that a mistake had been made, but said there was no reason for the country to be embarrassed. There are as many as 100 sign language dialects. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm learning a lot about. I guess in South Africa, sign language interpreters, bogus sign language interpreters, are a serious issue.
Wow.
It's like a real problem because people who know a few signs try to pass themselves off as interpreters, and those hiring them usually don't sign.
It's kind of like when you get a guy that was in a band to be on the radio.
It's like, yeah, man, I did a few interviews.
I got this, man.
I know radio. It's going to work out great.
I do want to read this part really quick.
Of course.
Wait, where'd it go?
It's okay. Amazing.
He said, and this is Mr. Deonti or whatever. He said during the event he had lost his concentration because of the voices in his head. And he had started hallucinating and saw angels coming into the stadium. I was in a very difficult position, he said. Quote, that was Mr. Deonti. This is BBC News that I am reading.
He was also quoted as saying,
Steve-O is doing fake sign language signs right now.
It really doesn't work for radio.
Can you hear him? Listen. I got a text message. It's Dawn. She's probably... Oh, she got new boots.
Oh, that's good.
Good. She's showing me. They're awesome.
Static!
Hey, guys. Just two things about the sign language thing.
Yes.
Number one, if you're going to, you know, join the White House and say that you're a sign language interpreting company,
yeah,
maybe, you know, send somebody that knows sign language.
Right. Not the but White
also,
House, though. This is in South Africa.
I mean, don't let somebody with previous violent acts and a schizophrenic get up there and interpret the president.
Well, I just want to tell you that maybe I'm schizophrenic, and I got to join the radio station, so you never know.
But you're not preaching sign language to me.
Hang on. I'm having a hallucination. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I want that guy at my funeral. Yeah, that's right.
He might have a schizophrenic episode, so just warn your family previously.
It'd be incredible, though, because they would remember it forever.
I do want to say this isn't the White House. The picture is just of him standing next to Obama.
I feel
like this may be getting skewed as like, this is Obama's guy.
Yeah.
Not defending anybody or whatever, but this is like over in... This is where they had the memorial.
In South Africa.
Yeah, this
right?
is in South
okay.
Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, it's a pretty big governmental event.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah.
And then the fact that they can't find the company now, if you're gonna pretend to be a company, at least send somebody who can do sign language so you're not caught.
Right.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Right now they're doing a really good job of staying not
Yeah,
caught.
The African National Congress, they said they have no knowledge, and they're like, we don't know this guy, he doesn't work for us, it was a government event, ask them. So they're trying to find out from the South African president, Jacob Zuma, whether, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe Zuma is best friends with the guy,
there
and it's
go.
Not Obama.
Boom.
Maybe so. Maybe his
go.
Buddy needed a job.
Yeah, it was like, come on, bro, give me a job. And it was like,
oh, don't just forget about the past, man.
Yeah,
just forget
on, man.
About that, that
yeah,
one time.
I know sign language. You know me. Check it. I got this. You're welcome. Boom.
Boom.
Please get me a job. And he was like,
did you see
you
that peace sign at
this.
The end? Did you see it?
Exactly.
Peace sign.
Dude,
everybody knows
exactly.
that
exactly. Exactly.
Now, did you, okay, caller, did you know that there are a bunch of different forms of sign language? Because I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
See, no, I did not. I heard you guys talking about that before I called in, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I don't know, because African sign language, I mean, I know there's different interpretive dances, so it kind of makes sense, but I don't feel like there should be that many variations, or how can sign language people travel, you know?
I think it's kind of like how, well, I'm from the South, so I say different things than you guys do. Out here, like you guys are always running around saying, look it, and then I'm walking around saying,
hey, man.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, y'all.
Did you look at the birdcage video? Is that what's making you say that?
The
look
what?
No, he hasn't seen that.
Birdcage.
I'm going to have to teach you.
I don't know what that
I'll
is.
I'll teach you.
Yeah, no, don't watch that.
Culture.
But I do think that, yes, I think that, you know, there's accents and different dialects, but to think there's different ways of speaking with your hands, I don't understand how somebody... that's maybe not so experienced, that maybe is recently new to deafness, can go and travel around and be able to know what they're talking about, because kind of like people watching the memorial were like, this guy's just throwing hand signals at us. What?
Well, let me ask you something. We need a radio person that can do sign language. Would you be interested?
I do many dialects, so yeah.
Beautiful.
Do you hallucinate?
I do occasionally. I do have a pass, but I'm pretty sure if you go through my company, it'll clear.
Boom.
What's the name
Perfect.
Of your company?
Burke Deafness.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have a good morning.
You too.
Somebody's funny this morning.
Man, that just happened.
That was awesome. I don't even know what that thing she's talking about is, but I feel like it's offensive.
Oh, man. That was amazing.
What is Borke?
Huh? That's Albuquerque. That's just some people. That's how what they call Albuquerque.
Interesting.
Borke. Yes.
I can't do the rolling R.
That's okay.
Hello?
Static.
Morning, guys. This
morning.
Is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh,
how y'all doing?
Snap.
Well, look at this, man. The prodigal son has returned.
I know.
Hey, guys. I've been calling in for a while, and I've been getting a busy signal. What's going on with that?
Well, let me just tell you our schedule for the 6 o'clock hour. From 6 to 6:30, we just kind of mess around and have fun, but right at 6:30, we hit breaking news. And that leads directly into birthdays. So
birthdays.
From 6:30 to 7, we usually don't take phone calls.
That's why I'm able to get through. Well, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys so I can just see how things are going.
Also,
I've been calling into the station. Things have been kind of quiet.
Also, Matthew, we're a super popular radio station now.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard.
We have
like,
a lot of friends.
Phone calls like all the time. We got people just calling in. We're like, whatever.
I just got a text from Dex. He's not even doing his own show. He's listening to us.
Well, there you go. There
we're
it is.
Just so popular.
Yeah. I talked to those guys the other day. I was on the phone with them.
I hear that you've taken to calling them.
You call the Edge now?
Instead.
Well, when you guys aren't on air, see if I can't get through you guys in the morning. I have like a backup.
Well, why don't you know that we don't like work in the same building. We're just friends. So that'd be like, you might as well call my mom at that point.
I could give you the number to the radio station in Nashville called Lightning 100.
Yeah, they're not affiliated with us either, but you could call them too to see about us.
Nashville. I've never been there and I've never actually heard of Nashville too much.
You've never heard of Nashville?
Not really.
Matthew, there's a show on ABC called Nashville. It's about people living in Nashville.
Let's see. I usually watch the other shows, like, you know, South Beach.
Yeah, Dex is telling me that you've been calling him because you couldn't get a hold of us, and he's been pretty worried about us. So I'm glad that we got to connect so that you know that we're okay.
Hey, I was going to ask you, Steve, how's Brody doing?
I knew you were going to ask that.
How Brody's doing, but I'm not going to tell you. Because I'm upset that you've been calling the other radio station.
It's okay. He'll be okay. He's not really upset.
Hey, I don't know if you guys have heard, but didn't you make an early announcement over here on the radio? This is regarding winter ball for Volcano Vista High School.
Oh, wait. I got to get the announcement music. Hold on just a sec.
Let us get your music. Hang on.
Announcement music. Okay, there you go.
All right, is it on?
It's on. Go for it.
All right, guys. Well, this announcement is regarding winter ball for Volcano Vista High School. This will be on February 8th, 2014, in the main gym at Volcano. Now, the tradition is the girls ask the guys out. So, guys, be ready for it because it can happen.
Okay.
Tickets will probably be going on sale in February. Should you have any questions, please contact Mrs. Widener, our activities director at the school, and she will give you further information on this.
Are you reading this off of a sheet of paper?
No, that's something I've been remembering, so I have it in my mind.
Picture perfect
Matthew,
memory.
Matthew, you have one of the most fantastic memories of anybody I've ever met.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
Hey, and don't forget the Static Radio prom coming up in April.
Oh,
so, hey,
Matthew.
Tell all your friends, Matthew.
You got to come to this prom.
Yep.
Oh, man, let's see if I have time because I'm actually volunteering at a church now.
Well, you can still come to the prom.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, I will be sure to talk to you all later. Can I get a song request, though?
I got you.
Yeah.
Tell Judy we said hey.
All right. I will be sure to let her know. And for the song this morning, I want you guys to pick a song. And I want to put this out to my dear friend, Kaylin Castillo. I want to put this out to her this morning. So that's a shout out to her.
Does she live in Albuquerque?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay. Because I already had some Amberlin queued up for this morning.
There you go.
I didn't know where she lived.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, guys. See you tomorrow.
Merry Christmas, Matthew.
Merry Christmas, guys.
All right. Bye.
Okay. That guy. Oh, we should have told him we're off the week of Christmas.
Nope.
We're taking a vacation, and we're going to be gone the whole week.
Tell Dex.
He's going to freak out.
He's going to call Dex every day during Christmas.
Dex, Christmas week. If you're still listening, make sure when Matthew calls you the week of Christmas that you tell him that we're on vacation.
Also, so I would like to actually be friends with you guys and not pretend friends, which is what we are right now. We are friends in theory. And I would actually like to hang out at some point in this life. So, let's make it happen. Thanks for listening.
It is 6:32. Oh, man.
It's time for breaking news.
It's time for breaking news. Are you ready?
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news right now. Static Radio Prom is happening in April. As per tradition, the animals will be asking the humans. It can happen. So anytime you see an animal, especially a donkey.
Speaking of animals asking the humans.
Yes.
July 11th.
Yes.
2014.
What?
The week of my birthday.
Okay.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes. Cool.
I'm one of the 19 people that thought that was one of the raddest movies ever.
I loved it. The newest one?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, if you're standing around maybe in the Calvary Albuquerque parking lot and a roadrunner comes up to you, number one, you should be wary because maybe you're a coyote and maybe you're going to get blown up. Number two, just listen. because he might ask you to the static prom. Or she. I don't know.
I got good news. I just got a text from Dex's agent who said that they're going to call us and they'll be setting something up. Buck says we can be friends. You just have to make an appointment with his people. So,
sounds good.
So they have different agents, though.
Right.
So we're going to have to go through two agencies.
No, three, because I've got to call Nashville and get my people on it.
Oh, crap. And Baxter. So
four. Nope, they don't deal with him.
I don't have an agent. So you guys, we'll have to all work it out. So I'm available pretty much anytime.
Wait, you don't have an agent?
I don't.
Man, that's cute.
I mean, I do. He's a really nice guy. And he gives us discounts on our car insurance.
My agent's first name is Secret.
Gosh. Stever.
Take that.
Hey.
We getting together with Buck, Dex, and Baxter?
Yes. Yeah, well, we'd like to, but we have to talk to their agents and stuff.
We should go bowling.
Bowling?
Yes.
Yeah, us and them.
Like gosh, like a challenge.
Well, we should have them set it up, though, because I'm sure since they work in, like, big radio, they could probably get all that.
I would get my agency to set it up, guys, but mine, they have busy, like, they're doing JT concerts, and we got Jay-Z concerts, and we got J4 concerts. It's tons, just so busy.
Lots of J's.
I'm not like a ringer or anything. You know, I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
I'm,
no,
I would love to do a karaoke contest.
Why does everything have to be a contest? Why can't we just go have fun and
Steven,
rock
we are
karaoke?
Trying to prove that we are better than them.
Oh, okay.
Gosh, what's wrong with you?
If I'm part of that, though, I'm kind of going to.
You are going to do this.
You got this, Stever. I believe in you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, breaking news.
You do some R. Kelly. We got it.
R. Kelly. Man.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that R. Kelly, Lady Gaga duet. You be R. Kelly, I'll be Lady Gaga.
Boom!
We got this, Steven.
Done. Done. So, there you go.
Sounds good.
All right. Breaking news?
Let's do it. Breaking news. Steven and I are going to do a duet. It's going to be great.
What happened this morning?
Ellen DeGeneres is denying rumors that her marriage is in trouble. Justin Bieber reportedly told an overweight woman at an Australian hotel pool that she looked like a beached whale and should go on The Biggest Loser. I'll tell you who the biggest loser is, Bieber. Mitch, because she likes you so much. That's called a bait and switch.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got you.
Demi Lovato revealed that her cocaine addiction was so strong that she couldn't go more than 30 minutes without using, so she would even smuggle it aboard airlines. How old is Demi Lovato?
I don't know. I thought she was 19.
The late teens.
She's 21? She's 21.
Well, if you're 21, you're not supposed to be doing cocaine.
Yeah. Even if you're a human, you should not be doing cocaine.
Exactly.
Right.
Never mind. I don't want to get into a cocaine discussion. It'll blow you away. Sorry. Have you seen that viral video of Chinese firefighting recruits being beaten black and blue by their superiors as part of their training?
Whoa.
Wow. Nope. I was going to make a joke, and I'm not going to.
That's good.
French police arrested a man who was so upset that at a McDonald's near Paris had given him a cold... Oh, we read about this. They gave him cold French fries that he went berserk and began attacking the building with an axe. No, wait. We read about a guy with a sword.
Yeah.
Okay, so now...
No. People are coming out of the woodwork, literally.
It's getting... They're going medieval on McDonald's. With axes and swords. In England, a female university student had to drop out due to a severe allergy to... Guess...
Peanuts.
Books. What? Best allergy to have if you have exams coming up.
No, it's called an iPad. You just...
No.
They just allergic.
If there's a book app, you're allergic to that.
Like iBooks?
Yes.
You're allergic to iBooks?
Because that's a book. You're allergic. It's awesome. A 6-year-old Colorado boy had been suspended from his school for sexual harassment. Pause. Can you...
Oh, yeah.
6-year-old kid got suspended for sexual harassment?
Oh, yeah. I read about this.
What?
He kissed a classmate on the hand. I'm not even being funny. I read the story yesterday. He kissed one of his classmates on the hand.
A 6-year-old kid.
Yes.
Let me tell you about my life.
Yeah.
When I was in kindergarten, 5-year-old Mateo, baby Mateo.
Okay.
Look, wide open, just looking at this world.
Yeah.
Like a giant playground.
Right.
Because I was 5.
Right.
Also, because it was just in front of me, just ready.
Right.
Watching, it was either Sleeping Beauty or Cinderella. I had one little girlfriend on the left and one little girlfriend on the right. And I kissed one on the cheek and then immediately kissed the other one on the cheek. And that's when I knew girls weren't going to be a problem for me. 5 years old.
Now you would be in trouble for sexual harassment.
Exactly.
Oh, man, this is bad.
Two counts.
This is bad.
Two counts.
Stand by. Static.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, fellas.
Hey!
Hey!
Good morning. Welcome to Breaking News.
What's going on in the news this morning?
Tons of stuff.
You know, six-year-olds getting suspended from school for sexual harassment.
We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we read about it last week. But we waited.
Just, you know.
So. Yeah, my son actually reported the story when it happened to the principal.
Wow. Well, it was actually Steve-O's kid that did it.
It was Luke who got suspended. So it was sensitive. That's why we waited a day.
Not trying to one-up you guys.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Well, we just had a caller call in that apparently has been calling you guys.
Yeah. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Yep, he calls us like three times a morning. Remember the Edge Army?
Yes.
The Edge Army.
Yeah, he took him. That's okay.
Have we guys told you about the Static Militia? It's not government sanctioned. It's kind of a secret thing. Secret police. We can't really talk about it.
Yeah, like the KGB.
Pretty exclusive.
Okay.
Baxter's
Except
in
we
it.
Can't afford real like equipment or anything, so we're more like the Redcoats.
Yeah.
You know, we got some muskets lying around.
We try not to be exclusive. We just try to include everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
Really
You're
exclusive.
You're like the Unitarian Church. You just love everybody. You just want to hang out with everybody.
Are you guys ready for Christmas? What's going on?
I'll be in Disney World, sorry.
Nice. Wait, what? You're going to Disney World? From Florida, right?
Yeah, not land.
His wife's family's in Florida, so he's from Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Land of the free,
Florida
home of the idiot.
Like that? Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mississippi and New Mexico have a lot in common, really.
I learn that every day.
Yeah.
More and more every day.
Yeah.
Highest obesity rate.
Yeah. Least educated.
Least educated.
Yeah. Teen pregnancy. We got it.
Oh,
we're
number one and number two.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, since Steve-O never wants to hang out with us, Mateo, you are more than welcome to come and hang out with us anytime. Why don't you just come on over now, Mateo?
Okay.
I like right down the street.
Hey, I just got caught up to the big leagues, man.
Mateo, if you get here in the next 20 minutes, I mean, the breakfast bar is still up in the studio. So.
Oh, okay, they
man.
Have a breakfast bar.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a mean cup of coffee right here, fellas.
Right on. Well, good talking to you guys.
Talking to you. Are you guys going to be around for Christmas, or are you... What are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'm actually in the middle of remodeling a room in our new house, so it's going to be the new family room. It's actually a pretty good-sized room, because right now we're all kind of cramped together in this little 12-by-10 room.
Yeah, he lives in like a 4,000-square-foot house.
No, I don't.
He's cramped.
No, Mr. BMW and Range Rover over here.
Don't call
me lying right now, okay? I drive a Prius, he has a Range Rover, and a BMW.
So come on over, Mateo, you know, we'll share.
Yeah, you can go swim in his indoor heated pool.
You know what? Stop right now.
Hey, man shall not live by bread alone. Stop
that.
What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing?
He said he's got a 4,000-square-foot house.
He does. I know. That's because they're in the bigs,
That's
yo.
Crazy, man.
That's all right. That's all right.
I'm living in a cave outside of town.
Maybe a man cave.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I call it my man cave. It's just a literal cave.
That's awesome. No, well, we heard you this morning. We listen to you sometimes, and we were hearing you talk about how, you know, you want to be real friends and not fake friends. So,
yeah.
You know, all you have to do is just make an appointment with our secretary, and we can set up lunch. Yeah.
We have a secretary called Mitt. She gets to be on the air sometimes.
Poor Mitt. I feel bad for her.
You can call her.
We really don't have a secretary. We don't even, you know, we don't have a breakfast bar.
I know.
I have to.
We're really not even that cool.
No, we're not.
Being fake humble, hey, they really do.
But we really do want to hang out. We want to hang out.
Yeah.
So just give me your number now, and I'll.
Okay, it's
7-555.
7-4. That's
okay.
It.
There you go. There you go. 7-7-4. Amazing. All right, y'all.
See you later, guys.
See ya.
Later. Bug Index from
Friendship.
Morning Edge. I love those guys.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Man, they're good.
They just completely tore apart our breaking news.
They have a breakfast bar!
I know, that's not breaking news to me, though. You
it
know
is
why?
To me.
Because it's Clear Channel. They've got all that evil money.
And we're Static Radio, where we like to live up to our namesake. If you can hear us over the radio, bless you.
Oh, man. Which, by the way, mystaticradio.com if you'd like to support our awesomeness.
Yeah.
You know, so that we, too, can have a breakfast bar and, you know, we want to have those things for our friends. It's like the high school kid who doesn't have the nice car or the crazy clothes, but he's still trying to, like, make it in school.
You just described us as Randall Fit-In. We are Randall Fit-In! We're trying to fit in with the cool kids! We're never going to do it!
We don't have to fit in with the cool kids. It's going to be like that movie where it turns out that the like hipster nerdy kids who actually like try to apply themselves in school and became like the big shots later.
No, I've seen She's All That.
It's good.
I know how this
it's
ends.
It's going to happen
someday. I don't get Rachel Lee Cook. That's how this ends.
I'm sorry.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be okay. You want to do one more breaking news before
yes,
we hit
please.
Birthdays?
Where'd it go?
Woo.
I lost it.
I
there
cannot
it is.
Breathe this morning.
Oh, man. The oldest human DNA has been found in Spain. NASA's Mars rover has found new evidence of a life-friendly ancient lake on the red planet. And finally, making my wife very happy because she is getting proven right, a new study finds that organic milk is healthier than non-organic milk.
Oh, come on.
Farmers have known this for literally hundreds
study?
Of years.
A new study? Yeah.
Hey, they do studies all the time.
I know.
The other day, we found out that common sense... not real anymore. They did a study in New York. That is your breaking news.
All right. If you have a birthday shout-out you'd like to get in, studio@mystaticradio.com. That's our email address, but you better get in fast because it's time for birthdays. Good morning, Stever.
Morning. You guys missed a total one-up on those guys.
Oh, see.
Oh, breakfast bar, huh? It closes well, our cafe that we have.
That's true.
It's open all the time.
That's true.
So, Pope.
Yeah. Annie. Probably a better selection than their little breakfast roll-in bar.
Annie's over there, too, and she's pretty funny.
Yeah. They are great guys, though.
Yeah, I love,
love those guys. All right, so it's the 346th day of 2013.
Yeah.
Only 19 days remaining. You know, I also thought you were going to give me a shout-out. You talked about our coffee. I thought you were going to say Stever's coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Your coffee's too good. I can't throw my pearls to the swine.
Oh, my gosh.
You like what I did there?
Yeah. Love it.
That's a for real Jesus juke right there. That's like Old Testament juke.
All
don't
right.
Mess with that.
So let's do this. You ready?
Yes.
From Love Actually, Shaun of the Dead.
Hugh Grant.
No.
And
Bill Nye.
Pirates of the Caribbean film.
I saw him at Taj Mahal on Carlisle and wherever that is.
Yes. Also, you were dressed as Johnny Depp.
Oh, man. I wish I would have known earlier because he was there with his wife and I was sitting with my back to him and all of a sudden I just saw everybody on the other side of the table like freeze and kind of freak out.
Yeah.
And Chrissy's eyes got really big. And I turned around just in time to see him walk out the door, but nobody, yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you, I never saw, and I still haven't seen Hot Fuzz. I never saw Shaun of the Dead.
He plays the stepdad. It's Bill Nye.
But,
he's awesome.
And not to be confused with the science guy.
Not Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yeah.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye,
the pirate guy.
But it said, it's NYE, you know, that's how it's said, Nye.
He's also in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
He's in a new movie that has Rachel McAdams in it. Like the time traveler, something about time travel.
Was Martin Freeman the guy in Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yes.
He was also
I just realized the
original version of The Office. He was the Jim character.
Yeah. Okay, so Bill Nye's birthday.
Okay, Bill Nye is... Gosh. I know he listens, so I don't want to upset him.
I know. He's listening. He just texted me.
Yeah, don't upset him, please.
He said his agent will get on our...
I'm going to go old, young, young, old? Young. Still young, because he's... I know he's been... 61.
Ooh. 64.
He is 64.
Yeah! Good First job! Boy! Nailed it!
Chicken song! Chicken song! Take that, all of you! You dummies! I love you! But you're all dummies. So am I. I'm the worst.
What?
Of all of the dummies in the world, I am the worst.
All right, so in the upcoming Noah film and won an Oscar for A Beautiful Mind.
Hey. Rachel Lee Cook.
No, Jennifer Connelly.
Yep.
Yes. She, you know. You knew
this. Of course I know.
Why are you trying to divert me with Rachel Lee Cook?
Jennifer Connelly.
I actually would have said falsely Russell Crowe first.
I know. I was trying to throw you off there.
That was good. I guess I didn't realize that she was in Noah.
And I guess in, what was she, in Hulk?
Yes, she
was.
Yeah,
she was in Hulk.
So how old is she?
She was also in a little movie called Labyrinth.
She was in the okay one.
Really? Was she a little girl?
Yeah.
She was a teenager, yes.
Okay. I need to go back and watch that.
With Bowie.
Yeah.
She's Jennifer Connelly, and she's married to Jarvis.
I fell asleep in Labyrinth. Totally.
The guy who did the voice for Iron Man?
She's married to him?
Yeah.
Dang.
They've been married for years. Paul Bettany. They have kids.
He's a robot, too, so that's crazy.
I know.
You can't even see him.
So?
She is 43.
Yep.
Hey!
Wow.
Yes!
Tic-tac-toe, two in a row.
Are you serious?
Chicken song.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay. That was awesome.
All righty.
Two in a row. Steven.
We are on today.
What's happening?
The boys are Connie Francis. Celebrating a birthday.
I guess I know where Lana Del Rey got her influence from.
Is that right? She's got a Christmas song. I'll play part of her Christmas song. Here.
So obviously she's still around, because this sounds like old.
Yeah, old school. Throwback.
She toured with June and Johnny Cash.
Did she really?
Probably.
Oh yeah, probably.
Okay, he said probably. Context clues. Dude. Lana Del Rey is totally ripping this girl off.
I know!
That's crazy.
Connie Francis, come on, guys. You guys know Who's Sorry Now?
What?
Who's Sorry Now?
Oh, Who's Sorry Now, yes.
Yeah, that's Connie.
Gotcha.
What?
Yeah.
73.
76.
Okay. Put away the sheet.
No.
Yes. You're cheating.
I promise. We have no...
She's 76.
Yeah!
Oh, man!
Okay, I believed it the first two times. Now it's just gotten silly.
Turkey! Change this song to a turkey.
In the immortal words of Monty Python, started out as a funny skit about guessing the right ages, now it's just gotten silly.
Yeah, see... I'm just telling you right now, check the webcam.
Whatever.
I'm currently texting Dex. There is no chance.
All right. Also, I'm just kind of floating around.
Yeah, it's pretty great. What a rambling
man. Singer guitarist Dickie Betts from the Allman Brothers. It's his birthday. Guess how old he is.
Oh, let me see here.
Let me see, quote unquote, guess.
Well, now we've hyped it up so much, we're basically walking into Spider-Man 3.
This is that time when you get, like when we did that bowling event, and I got three in a row, and it was like going for
turkey.
Four strikes.
You got a turkey.
Yep. Yeah, I know. So it was like, what's four? Nobody knows what four is. And I got so nervous, and freaking gutter balled it.
Oh, that's why you said turkey. Just clicked. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I have no...
Well, let's think about it. Allman Brothers.
The Allman Brothers?
Is that who?
Allman.
Allman.
I love Almond Joys.
Okay.
Also, what are the...
Chocolate-covered
Jordan
almonds.
No, the Jordan almonds, the candy-covered ones?
No, not so much.
All right.
Come on, Dickie Betts.
Oh, we're not going to get I'm going to say 57.
I'm going to say 61.
70, you're wrong.
We went out on top, man.
All right. So it's
today.
We did.
It's her birthday. Actually, I may be wrong. She may have done percussion for Prince at one time.
Is it Sheila E?
Yeah.
Yes!
Who, but...
Yes, she did! Oh! Sheila E!
Who, by the way...
Yeah.
She's the daughter of Pete Escovedo, who played drums for...
Pete E. For...
Wait, what is it?
I Love Lucy. For Des Arnaz.
No. Her dad played drums for Santana.
Ah.
Yeah. Sheila E.'s birthday.
I've blocked Santana from my memory. We're talking about collaborations yesterday.
If you would have played the song with Rob Thomas, I would have instantly known.
Okay. Or this one. Yeah. Okay, so it's Sheila E.'s birthday.
Sheila E.
I'm playing Santana for Sheila E.
Sheila E. is... I'm so distracted right now, man.
Did you just say man?
Well, yeah, let's I heard think that. About it. She's Come probably on, around it. The same age as Prince.
Yeah.
So, Prince, what, he was in his 20s, 30s, in the 80s.
So he's up there, like, floating in his 50s?
Floating later. 58.
I'm going to say 55.
56.
Oh, man! Hey, we got close.
What are you doing? If you see me walking down the street, no clue.
Yeah, you know.
Roberta Flack.
No.
Ramona Flowers.
No. Really?
Mary Jane Watson.
Let's see, maybe you know this one.
Gosh, dude. You know we're dudes, right?
Okay, here, I'll give it away for you. Ready, Steve-O?
I'm crying.
Yeah.
It's Whitney's aunt.
Not Gladys Knight, the other one.
Oh.
The crazy psychic lady.
Yeah.
Mama Cleo?
No, not Mama Cleo. The other crazy
psychic. Dionne Warwick's birthday.
Dionne Warwick.
Ah.
Yeah. I've kept the memories one
by one since you took me. Okay, gosh, hurry. Hurry, yes.
No. I'll never 68.
Wait, here we go.
64!
Dionne Warwick is 73. Wow. 73, okay.
Here we go.
From Sean Blossom.
What is her name?
Bialik? Bialik, that's it.
Yeah. From Blossom and the Big Bang Theory, Mayim Bialik is how old? You guys know who this is, right?
Yeah, it's Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm so distracted by the Bare Naked Ladies. Let's see. She is. Think about Blossom.
Their music, that is.
I'm sorry. That's funny. Okay. I like the Bare Naked Ladies band.
Yes.
See what I did?
Okay. How old is the gal from
Think of Blossom.
Blossom.
Okay, yeah. How old were you when Blossom was around?
I think she is... Okay, I was...
Which, by the way, she did a great job in the Big Bang Theory.
I think I was about 10 years younger.
Okay.
So, I'm going to say 39.
I'll say 38.
She is 38.
Yeah! Man, we're so good. That's four.
Did you guys eat your cereal that makes you do great things?
I haven't had any breakfast yet.
That's hilarious. But I did bring all the ingredients to make my breakfast shake.
Trying to keep it non-com there.
That
that's
was
all.
Amazing. Bob Barker.
Yep.
Whoa!
My favorite Bob Barker thing ever is, all right, come on, old man!
Yes.
I can't do Adam Sandler, but...
You want a piece of me, old man? I don't want a piece. I want the whole thing.
Yeah. How old is Bob Barker today?
Gosh.
This is Bob Barker's birthday. BBB. Triple B. B to the third power.
Come on.
Bob Barker is... I'm going old.
Do it.
85.
I'm saying 81.
Or 90.
Whoa!
Yeah.
90.
And don't forget to spay or neuter your pet.
There you go. Nicely done. That was really good.
Well done.
Okay. Hey. We are to dates.
All right.
On this date... In what year the largest one-day percentage drop in the history of Dow Jones Industrial Average occurred, down 24.39%? Oof. What year?
The Dow.
Is this like the real, like the big one?
What year?
Well, then I'll say 1929.
Dang it.
But I have a feeling it was later than that.
Well, because there's been more recently, like the
yeah. How I don't know. I don't recession? Know if it was the Dow back then. I know it was the stock market that
so
crashed.
So you do that, and then I'm going to go because of the economy. Now I'll say 2011.
Wrong. 1914.
Okay. Oh, I mean right.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So the Rolling Stones filmed their rock and roll circus in London with guests John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Eric Clapton, The Who, Jethro Tull, Mitchell, Marianne Faithfull, and Mia Farrow. The show was finally released 28 years later in some year. What year did they film it?
Oh, wow. Well, John Lennon was alive. So
1972. 1974?
1968.
Oh.
Dang it!
That's what I was
going to
say originally.
All right, so on this date in what year, Rolling Stones frontman...
Mick Jagger.
He was in Free Jack.
Was knighted by Great Britain.
Well, it wasn't because he was in Free Jack, I'll tell you that. That movie was... Does anybody remember that movie?
Yeah.
Emilio Estevez?
Yep.
Nope.
Rene Russo?
Yep.
Anthony Hopkins?
No.
Yeah, I know the cast of Free Jack.
Who was also later knighted.
So what year was he knighted?
94?
96.
10 years ago.
In 90-13.
Yep. 2013. That's right. 90-13. Well done.
You're welcome.
All right. So on this date in what year, a Norway court ruled that Oslo University did have to readmit a 39-year-old student. Oh, did not have to readmit him until after he bathed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The astrophysics major who had lived in a cave, Matthew...
There it is.
For 14 years, sued the university for $500,000 after he was expelled for stinking.
Man, he's an astrophysicist. He doesn't have time for that. Also, there's a great joke in there somewhere.
He also lives in a cave.
Yeah, well, he smelled.
Poor dude. It's not his fault. He was an astrophysicist.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not making the connection. Or am me.
This was back in the early 90s, of course.
What year?
Oh, it was the great funk of 1992.
It needed to be at some point when we had, like, the ability to take showers a lot. So I'm going to say...
What'd you say, Steve-O?
I said 92.
I say 89.
Oh, wait, Steve-O's right.
It's 92?
Are you serious?
Yep. Nicely done. Today, as we move into the season, Gingerbread House Day. Been there, done that. Check this out, guys.
Whoa.
Cheer Day.
Fresh Breath Day.
Yeah. Oh. Mine smells horrible, Steve-er.
Mine's about to smell worse when I go get that Americano from Sopo.
Ugh.
It's Poinsettia Day. Or, I'm sorry, Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia Day.
Poinchumchum.
Barney.
And it's also Popcorn String Day.
Oh,
doesn't that remind you of being a kid?
No, I didn't eat that when I was a kid.
No, dude, you don't eat it. You make one.
No, nope.
It's like a decoration.
Yeah, it's garland for the tree.
Wait,
yeah.
That explains a lot.
That is all.
We gotta take a quick break. It is Thursday. We've got the Aspen Project coming in. We'll get the question of the day up at facebook.com/mystaticradio.
We're gonna have a fantastic discussion about some zombie cells.
Oh, man.
That might even be more powerful than regular ones.
Yeah, good times to be had by all. Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Forgot to reload.
Yeah, I didn't realize that song just ends abruptly.
Ends I-25 and Paseo. We have a lot of construction going on, people, so be careful around there. Seems like about once a week somebody has an accident where the construction is. So watch out. Also, we have a water main break. Spain at Morris. That is going to be a mess.
Yeah.
Just a mess. I'm bringing my broom. It's probably going to... Ooh, I wonder if it'll, like, freeze.
Yeah. It's cold.
Craziness.
Enough.
But anyway, that's what it's looking like right now. Be careful out there. 10-2 or 9-3 or whatever. Don't text and drive. The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's
505-338-3669.
We are drawing nearer and nearer to Christmas.
Christmas. Nighttime is the right time for Christmas.
Christmas parties are getting set. They're happening. Our first one's tomorrow.
It is?
Yeah, we're missing it. We're going to be at the corner of Central and Richmond broadcasting live during our Christmas party here at the staff one.
You're right. So what this means is I have to get a present.
Yeah.
For someone.
Yeah.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa's tomorrow.
Someone that I don't really know.
That got me thinking about Christmas parties, and this time of year, lots of parties going on, and we thought, question of the day, how about this? Party snafus?
Party snafus.
Crazy moments.
If I wanted to insert a song in the background, I would click here, yes?
Yeah.
Help to make. I have an idea.
I found this story and insane. Authorities have recovered a ginormous haul of high-end swag that thieves snagged during a party.
Whoa.
At a mansion. They know that the stolen property included armor.
Yeah.
Shields, a stuffed snow leopard worth $250,000.
Was this like Bruce Wayne's Christmas party or something?
Bruce Wayne, Espa. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said 15 teens were arrested Wednesday in connection with this party in La Habra Heights.
La Habra Heights.
They said it was planned on social media, held without the homeowner's knowledge.
Wow.
Wasn't there. They threw this ginormous party, got out of hand, and all this stuff was stolen. According to the investigators, partygoers broke in through a window.
They had a Christmas party at
somebody else's house, trashed the place, stole several pricey items, including, as I said, the snow leopard, the armor, designer suits, jewelry. The combined theft and damages totaled more than $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think they forgot the reason for the season.
The suspected leopard thief had no idea how valuable the mounted cat was and only grabbed it because all the good stuff was gone.
Right. I looked over and saw a stuffed leopard and was like, hey.
I mean, I guess.
That's a giant, like, cat. That dude took the TV. I'm getting this cat. I'm taking this.
It just got me thinking about crappy Christmas parties or just things that have gone awry. So I thought we would take it to the phones. Hello, Static.
Hey, guys. It's Calvin from Hobbs.
From Hobbs.
How are you all?
Good, man. How are you?
Well, I just got done being sick, and I'm about to take a final. I had to call. So I had to call into you guys.
Banner week.
Anyway, nothing went super bad at a Christmas party of mine, but something kind of got a little bit out of hand. We were doing some sort of, like, white elephant kind of thing where all the presents are in the middle and no one knows who gave anything.
Right.
And someone gifted, like, I think it was a duck, like a live duck. And
what?
So we opened it and it was a duck.
Good.
And, yeah, the person had to take it home with them and take care of it, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, so kind of weird.
One question, are you listening over the radio in Hobbs?
Yeah. No, I'm in Albuquerque.
Gotcha.
Boo. But you're from Hobbs.
You're from Hobbs.
Cuz we're back on in Hobbs.
I'm not actually from Hobbs.
This and what's your real name? It's like
Luke.
No, you're ruining everything.
No, I want
I'm
people.
Sorry.
Your
I
name
want
isn't to, Calvin.
I want to pull back the
you're
curtain a little bit.
You're not from Hobbs, New
I want
Mexico?
People to understand that our listeners.
I'm throwing my headphones.
Our listeners are so cool. They have characters. You know what I'm saying?
You just ruined my Christmas party, Calvin from Hobbs.
Sorry, Steve-O. I had to tell Mateo a while ago.
Gosh.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't want to break the news to you like this, but I'm sorry.
It's the worst Christmas party moment ever.
I'm sorry.
I'm proud of you, Luke.
Not Calvin.
Thanks, Calvin.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk to you guys later, I guess.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Hope that live duck works out. Live duck!
This song is called I Hate Christmas Party.
Yeah, it works out. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. A Christmas party went awry in L.A.
Wow.
When a bunch of partygoers started stealing stuff. Over $1 million worth of stuff, including a stuffed snow leopard, a suit of armor, a shield, jewelry. So we thought we'd ask, you know, being that Christmas is right around the corner. Worst holiday Christmas party moment. Maybe something gone awry. Hopefully nobody got fired. But we thought we would pose the question. So there you go. Question of the day. Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700. Stever.
Hey.
Hey.
This is something we need to look into.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but one of my sons was telling me about a Christmas party that he's going to, and spouses can't go.
What?
Because I guess something happened.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know what it was.
Wait, 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 wait. A Christmas party where spouses can't go.
Yeah, because in previous years, something happened. Kind of wondering what that is.
How do
I don't understand what's happening. I don't get it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm saying one of my sons is getting ready to go to his company Christmas party.
Yeah.
I go, oh, so, you know, no, no, just me.
Just him.
Spouses can't go. Something happened in previous years.
Really?
Yeah. And it's I don't know what happened, but I'm like, well, what could possibly happen that also, like, how do you not just handle a single situation with a single, you know, in order for it to be a company-wide ban like that, wouldn't you think that it would be multiple issues?
Yeah.
Not just, like, one issue?
Yeah. I just want to know where all those printer copies went.
Okay.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's that time of year, so we're asking the question. Christmas parties, snafus, crazy moments, let us know. facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Steve Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Good morning.
We should try to make every song we play a Christmas song. Like this.
Okay.
It's snowing outside, and it's really cold. You didn't know it, but now you look down and you're old. Oh! Christmas is for children, not you. You're just freaking old, and nobody likes it anymore. Sorry. I'm sorry I sang over a Jackson 5 song. I apologize. I broke a cardinal rule that I, myself, coined here at the station.
Why do they call them cardinal rules?
Because the cardinal is high up in the Catholic Church.
You think that's really it?
I don't know. I assume so.
And they like they made the rules?
Maybe.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you're just joining us, we were talking about these teens who threw a party in a mansion while the homeowner was away and ended up stealing over $1 million worth of stuff. An entire group of high school students from California were arrested after throwing this party in the backyard/home of a multi-million dollar mansion without the homeowner's knowledge. The LA County Sheriff's Department arrested 14 minors and one 18-year-old.
Wow.
According to authorities, after learning about the homeowner's absence, the home invaders took to Twitter to promote the impromptu party.
Of course.
At some point during the festivities, attendees broke into the mansion, made off with several high-priced items, including a stuffed leopard. We figured parties are abounding at this time. Our first
fest.
Staff party.
The fest.
Is tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's see all the comments we have on this.
Yeah.
Ready?
So we thought if there's anyone who has been to the Christmas party this year, maybe years past.
So much feedback today. Dave Myers liked it. And that's all. Thank you guys for being active this day on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe everybody's exhausted from their Christmas parties.
Maybe everybody's
or the party
like,
was so great they just have nothing negative to say about their Christmas party.
Maybe so.
Maybe nobody has any bad experiences with Christmas parties. Lies.
Lies.
Or
it
just
worst.
Happened and they think their boss might be listening and they can't tell said story. We're actually going to miss our Christmas party tomorrow. We're going to be broadcasting live on the corner of Central and Richmond from noon to 2 tomorrow, collecting sleeping bags for the homeless.
Yes.
It's a good cause, so we're okay missing our Christmas party, because Mike, the owner of Astro Zombies every year,
cool dude,
has a sleeping bag drive, and then on Christmas Eve goes out and about himself and actually hand-delivers these sleeping bags to the homeless in that
area.
That's
why we just started calling him Saint Mike right now.
Yes.
Old Saint Michaelis.
If you'd like to help that sleeping bag drive, come hang out with us. We'll be on the corner of Central and Richmond from noon to 2 in the p.m. Mañana. And maybe then, by then, you'll have your Christmas party stories lined up.
Maybe by then. So. Let's see. I'm going to click the refresh button.
Oh, okay.
Wait. There's a sign of movement. Nope. A guy named Josh just liked it.
Oh, good, guys. Good.
Thank you for your likes.
That's way better than actually telling us a story. Speaking of stories, I found a story that has nothing to do with anything, but I thought it was hilarious and not at all at the same time. Technology is an awesome and scary thing. Would you agree? It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It can do some great things. Sadly, it can also ruin your life.
What?
Mild-mannered dude says his life was completely destroyed after Google's autocomplete feature.
Oh, no.
Convinced the government he was building a bomb.
Okay. I don't even get it.
He was intending to search the web for how do I build a radio-controlled airplane.
Oh, no.
Yes. His name's Jeffrey Cantor, then a government contractor, says the search engine auto-completed his request into how do I build a radio-controlled bomb?
Oh, no.
Before he realized Google's error, Cantor had already pressed enter, sparking a chain reaction that resulted in months of harassment by government officials.
You gotta be
leading up
me.
To his termination as a government contractor.
Aw, oh, man.
Bummer.
Okay, that's funny. So what that means is, like, there are people, like, monitoring Google searches.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were ready to pounce.
And here's the thing. Here's the scariest part. This happened in 2009.
Whoa!
Following the 2009 incident, Cantor says he was under constant surveillance with his every physical and digital move monitored by the government. In a lawsuit filed this week in federal court, Cantor claims he was regularly visited by federal investigators who made threatening and anti-Semitic remarks, which only got worse after he complained to the Anti-Defamation League. Cantor further states that co-workers made veiled death threats.
What?
Appeared to have extensive knowledge of his private life, phone calls, and his internet habits. The lawsuit names a who's who of high-profile defendants, including the Attorney General Eric Holder, Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, CIA Director John Brennan, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, Secretary of State John Kerry, and the Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Rand Beers, among others.
Whoa! This went to the top.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
He is seeking in damages.
How much?
$60 million.
For wow.
He is seeking $60 million as recompense for his hardship.
Well, I gotta be honest. If a computer ruined my life like that, I'd shoot for this guy too.
I've always wondered how they get these figures, because yesterday we got home and I turned on the TV. We were so freaking tired that we sat on the couch. I flipped on the TV and the People's Court was on. And it was like, gosh, dang it.
Oh, and it was the same kind of thing.
I really want to change the channel, but that would require me to get back up, because the remote is not nearly close enough.
The case on the docket was this guy that had, it was like a $60.
He paid $60 because he was trying to get a metal chest or case or something.
Right, and it messed up, and he was suing the guy for $3,000.
Yeah, suing the guy for $3,000 because he put down a $60 deposit that he never got back. Wait.
Damages were $3,000.
Damages were $3,000, and he was trying to explain it. And I was, like, so tired that I was trying to keep up, because the judge immediately said, wait, $60 for this deposit that you didn't get back and you're seeking $3,000? Please explain.
Yeah. Please explain to me this math.
And he started to explain, and it was so dreadful to my brain hole that I got up.
Yep.
I got up and said,
no! I fell asleep.
Assassin's Creed, you were snoring. Yes. You started snoring. I should have.
Yeah.
Because, man, I was wiped out. But, so I don't know where they come up with this, but this guy is suing for $60 million in damages. So be careful. Apparently, Google's autocomplete feature can ruin your life.
Absolutely.
Man, how do I build a radio-controlled airplane? How does it auto, like, auto-finish to how to build a radio-controlled bomb?
Well, I think... I don't want to do an example here. But yeah, it's funny.
Don't.
When you start typing stuff in,
yeah,
the things that if you don't finish your sentence, the list that comes up, and you're like, what have people been searching for? And it's not even like people that you know. It's just right. Like the general searches, the most popular searches on the internet. I saw an article yesterday how a woman was, she discovered more and more stereotypes about overweight people by typing in, is it true that overweight, and then the rest that filled in? And it was crazy. It was like, overweight people don't deserve love.
Oh, my god!
Overweight people have a disease. You know, like, tons of, like, can never change. Like, really, really.
That's terrible.
Don't get hired. You know, tons of stuff. It was crazy.
Now, you're making me want to go on Google and just type in, is it true that Christians...
Oh, let's do it.
Oh.
All right, Google.
Okay, Google. Go there. Here we go.
Is it?
We're going to Google this bad boy right now.
True that...
Christians...
Okay, Chris Brown came up. Is it true that only Christians go to heaven?
That's the only thing that came up? Space bar it. That's the only thing that came up?
Yep. Is it true that... Look, let's do... Is it true that... The more you shave...
Is it true that opposites attract?
SpongeBob was supposed to be for adults. Miley Cyrus is dead.
Oh.
Muslims are exempt from Obamacare. So there's definitely a healthy level of racism floating around on the internet. Gosh.
Incredible. If you've ever wanted to waste time on Google, I found another way. Oh. Mild-mannered dude, life ruined, lost his job, government contractor. He intended to Google search, how do I build a radio-controlled airplane? It auto-completed his request. How do I build a radio-controlled bomb? Lost his job. Had crazy black SUVs parked outside for years.
I can't believe that there was something about Muslims and Obamacare just on search. That, what's happening?
Showtime started a TV show based upon his life. It's called Homeland.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy.
Man.
I didn't know that about Muslims and Obamacare. That's crazy. Thanks,
no,
Google.
No.
Oh, that's not true?
Not at
but
all.
But Google search says...
Google search is an idiot.
Okay, good. All right. That's what I thought.
Google search is apparently super racist and an idiot. Because he also thinks that Miley Cyrus is dead.
That's true. All right. And that's not true.
Oh,
is it?
Gosh.
Is it?
Nah, I'm not going to search it. I'm not. No.
We
got
to take a quick break.
I'm not falling for this, Google.
Coming back from the Aspen Project. A Schroff. Project.
Schroff.
Coming up. A Schroff. I'm going to drink some coffee. We're going to wait for you guys to respond to Facebook in any way, shape, or form.
Hey, just do something. Do something.
We realize it's finals week, the week.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's in school.
Celeste was telling me she has a final today.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the final of finals.
Yeah.
Woo.
So there you go. Quick break. We've got some Fever on the way, the Beautiful Gallows, some Demon Hunter Christmas music.
Speaking of Beautiful Gallows, isn't it rumored that there's a new song?
I have it. Do you have the? I have
it?
The completed mastered version. I have it. It was sent to me.
Oh, man.
I know it's not Tuesday, but I almost want to play it.
Excited. We could play it today since I'm not going to be here Tuesday.
You're right.
And then we could do it again for
new music Thursday, Tuesday.
Oh,
Tuesday,
weird.
Thursday.
Anyway, keep it here. We'll be back.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. It'd be good if I actually turned the music up.
Well,
sorry, Huey.
Somebody needed to. Welcome to blah, blah, blah.
Don't laugh at me, Michelle Schroff. Don't
Steve
you laugh
Awesome
at my
morning
jokes.
Party. 8 o'clock hour. Happy Thursday, everybody. Crazy Christmas party's gone awry.
Yes.
We posted a story up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It looks like people are finally commenting. We'll get to that later.
All you have to do is complain about it. And then people are like, oh, gosh, shut up.
We got more important things going on in the studio, like Michelle Schroff.
He's going to come in here and choke me again because you're the guy that does this stuff. And then when Clay gets here, I'm the first one within reach. So he just comes in and goes, why?
Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Why, thank you.
Mother of 17.
11 this week.
Humanitarian.
She got more kids.
11?
We got two more.
11 now?
11.
gosh!
Every day with you people.
That is... I'm going to say that's awesome. I'm just going to say, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, the quad level bunk beds now?
Yes.
Gosh!
Yeah.
You guys, I need Clay to come over and show me how to be a man and build quad level bunk beds.
Oh, no. We order them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, deliveries today.
Okay. That's good.
For two.
Speaking of delivery, I found a story and it reminded me of you and I had to save it for this. So if everybody would like to get their tissues out now,
okay.
It's the perfect opportunity, just so you know. Are you ready for this?
Okay. I got my tissues.
There's two Tennessee little sisters. They were at a VBS. They're 7 and 8, by the way. Eva and Jasmine. Their last names have not been published for good reason. They wrote a dream. Running an index card and placed it in a plastic bag. Then they put that inside a balloon at their VBS. That's Vacation Bible School in Knoxville, Tennessee. They did this over the summer. And the balloon floated off.
Goodbye.
And normally, I guess, at this VBS, they do this every year, and not a single balloon has ever been returned, or, you know, there's never been a praise report on, hey, man, we got your prayer.
Praise report, y'all!
Well, sisters Eva and Jasmine, they wrote on their prayer balloon that they were wishing to get adopted. See, they were foster children living in a home. And they had been there for about 2 months, and they fell in love with their parents, Lynn and Dennis, who they'd been with for the last 2 months. And their prayer that they put in their prayer balloon was that Lynn and Dennis would keep them and adopt them forever.
And they did.
Aww.
Well, that prayer balloon floated hundreds of miles to Maryland.
Float.
Where it was found in a trailer park.
Oh.
And the people at the trailer park saw it, and apparently there was a return address to Lynn and Dennis, the parents, that one of the, I guess, teachers for VBS had put on it.
Are you crying?
So the
I can hear
index card was then mailed back to Lynn and Dennis. This is the best. They had said in the balloon that they were wishing that they would be adopted on Christmas.
Aww.
This was the exact words, quote, "We want to be adopted by our new mommy and daddy on Christmas." Read the note.
Yeah.
So the note got all the way back to Lynn and Dennis. Now, Lynn and Dennis, they have children already, but all of their children are totally grown in their 30s, and they had been praying about foster care. And Dennis said that it had been put on his heart to adopt these two girls, but he was waiting because he wasn't sure.
My.
Because their kids were in their 30s, totally grown, and, you know, taking on a 6- and 7-year-old when you already have 30-something-year-old kids. But for some reason, it was tugging on his heart, but he thought maybe it was just an emotional thing, so he waited on it, prayed on it, and then this prayer balloon showed up!
Wow.
Confirmation?
That's pretty cool.
The balloon landed more than 400 miles away in an RV park in McHenry, Maryland, and the, yet unidentified people mailed it back to Lynn and Dennis, who quickly set out adopting the girls before the holiday.
Aww.
And they announced it yesterday to the girls. Merry Christmas! Merry
it's a Christmas miracle!
Come on, you know that's amazing, right?
It is
that's
wonderful.
Gosh!
That's pretty awesome.
That's awesome.
It's a Christmas
miracle. It floated all the way to Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was an answered prayer.
Yeah, pretty
just
amazing.
Just let that be a lesson to you. Your prayers aren't just hitting the ceiling. But they might be floating to Maryland. So maybe you should contact someone in the state of Maryland. Bye-bye!
Boom. There you go. I thought it was a pretty amazing story.
That
I
is.
Was reading that and it was like, dude. So, yeah, answer to prayer.
That's
it's
awesome.
Amazing. You never know how God's going to work with
you
that.
Don't.
So
you don't.
So I thought that was really cool. So they are officially adopted into Lynn and Dennis's family.
I just have one question. How do they only have 2 foster kids?
Well, not everyone just collects them,
yeah.
Like a certain couple that I know.
Yeah, you guys have more foster kids than you have like McDonald's toys. Like,
yeah, it's
hanging
like
out.
It's like Hot Wheels.
You're
with
a collector.
We're not those parents that do Happy Meals. We're like, okay, dollar cheeseburgers, and
that
we're sharing
sense.
Large fries.
Yeah, Although, one round of McDonald's Happy Meals, you guys got a garage sale of toys.
That's right. That's right. And debt.
That is very
jeez,
true.
I'm just saying, you start collecting them, you get 11 each
boom.
Time.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
Go sell them at the flea market.
Sell
that's
them right. at the flea market.
Not the kids, the
not
toys.
The kids.
Yeah, no, that's frowned upon in no. most societies.
No.
So.
Well.
Michelle Schropp in studio with us. With the Aspen Project and Project Zoe.
I don't know what just happened. That was funny.
Oh, amazing. So let's talk serious for okay. 18 seconds. Let's talk about the Aspen Project.
Yes. Yeah,
as you mentioned, you have 11 children in your home. Now,
right.
not every single one of those are adopted. There are no. some, you know, some
right.
biological Schroffs running around.
That's right.
But now you have 11 total Schroff children.
Right. Right.
Man.
A biological Schroff?
How is this? Because are you like, is there a challenge going on between you and the Lopez family? Like, who can just have
one
the
up
most,
each other?
Yes, because all of a sudden it was like, we got 10. Oh yeah, we got 11.
Oh, they got another one.
But speak to those who are like, man, that's I can't even think of one or two extra children in my home, much less the fact that you have 11
oh,
children
just
in your
do
home.
It.
Yeah, talk about
it's
that.
So easy.
Talk about recently.
Who did you just become?
I know you went from 9 to 11. So talk to yeah. to those that are listening about
well, these
process.
Are kids that we had last year, and they're back, and we're very thankful, and
yeah.
we're stoked. I mean, these are kids we fell in love with the first time, so having them come back was easy to say yes to.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. Every time we get a kiddo, we're like, okay, this is it, this is it. And then, you know, we get a phone call for 5 more and we're like, okay.
Right.
You know? And I don't know. It's weird. And there we do say no. You know, there, yeah. there are times that we say, you know what, we can't do that. But you know, we pray about it and, you know, CYFG is very understanding.
Yeah.
They get us. They do.
Yeah.
They really get us and they still call us. And we're thankful. We're
yeah.
very thankful that we have the opportunity to love on these kids. You know? It's really neat when, you know, they look at you and they just go, "Can I have a hug?"
Yeah.
You know, can I hold you? I mean, when a 2-year-old looks at you and says, "Can I hold you?" I don't know.
I love that.
I mean,
can I hold you?
I don't know. It's hard to say no, and I think that's probably our biggest problem.
Tell us about Christmas in the Schropp household, because that's a lot
Christmas
of freaking stockings.
You know, before we actually started adopting kids and fostering, we had made a decision that we do one gift.
Oh, that's good.
Because prior to the one gift rule, we had insanity
yeah.
and selfishness, and it was like chaos and mutiny. It was awful. And we just made a decision. We're just going to do one gift. And it is the most beautiful morning. Everyone opens their single gift and we take turns and we watch each other and we take pictures and, you know, we thank each other. And it's a blast. It
That's
really
cool.
is. It's a blast. We read the Christmas story together
yeah.
and it's just our little tradition. And then we have dinner and we just hang and we try to go to a movie.
That's cool.
That sounds cool.
Christmas night.
That's
you know?
The one movie you get to go to a year because
that's
there's
right.
like 19 of you, so it's $147,000.
Right.
It is.
That's right.
Cool.
That's right.
Awesome.
That's right.
And the
and
good
it's
ones
just
come
chill.
Out on Christmas. So.
Yeah. And it's just, well, ones that the children can watch.
Yeah.
So, and that we like.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's one of those things that we, you know, early on we needed to make those decisions and we don't do Santa Claus and, you know,
yeah.
we're killjoys, but. It's one of those things my husband and I felt like we know a lot of them about Santa Claus.
I don't know what you're talking about. Earmuffs,
oh,
children.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right, huh?
Don't
kids
you have
listening.
Children?
I do.
You have 11.
I do.
How can you? You just ruined it for
I know.
Everyone.
No.
Everyone. You're that kid in class.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
Actually, our daughter got in trouble in Sunday school.
No!
Yeah.
And wait, in Sunday school, no less.
Sunday
wow.
school. She did. She's going to be 18 in a week and a half. But when she was, I want to say first grade, a dad approached my husband in the hallway and said that my daughter told her that he was a liar.
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Wow.
She didn't say there was no Santa, but just said that your dad's a liar.
She just raised her hand and said, "I wish your dad wasn't a liar." What are you talking about? Can't tell you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They were talking about Santa, I guess, and,
yeah.
and my daughter, who will remain nameless,
yeah.
said,
yeah.
"Oh, wow, so your dad lies to you."
Wow.
Gosh. Good grief.
Yeah.
Miss Schroff.
And yeah. There's 11 of them world. Watch out.
Yeah.
11 Schroff kids running around. So
protect them. Yeah. Protect your children. You know
when the Schroffs come around, just close your kids'
ears. That's right.
We've talked about that a few times. Yeah. We've made sure that our kids don't spoil it, but our kids, I want to be careful with my words. We quote unquote honor St. Nicholas in
you
our
do.
House. They know who St. Nicholas
That's
was.
That's right.
And he was an amazing dude
That's
who
right.
cared for the children, who did it in the name of Jesus Christ. And so I get frustrated on the opposite hand when it's like, Santa spelled different. It's Satan, and this is evil, and you're going to go to hell. And it's like, dude, there was a great human being who did things in the name of Jesus Christ
right.
that cared for the widows, the orphans. He cared for these children. And it's okay to honor that memory of that dude. But we don't go out.
VeggieTales even did a movie about it.
Did they?
Yes.
Gosh. We just talked to Larry the Cucumber.
We
That's
did.
Right.
We
wouldn't, and think we you would know need that. To let your kids watch it. And
okay.
I mean, it is. And we do too. We yeah. totally, I mean, that, and that's generally how, where the conversation goes when we talk about Santa Claus. And,
yeah.
You know, but my kids never were into like sitting on his lap and stuff. They were like, he's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So
we took
never,
photos
you know,
with Santa a couple days ago.
You too.
We did.
On Tuesday, we really did. Really?
And it was kind of creepy.
What are you talking about? The best part was we go up there and Santa's sitting in the chair and he like patted his leg like, you know, to sit on his lap. And Matt, like in his thinking, immediately goes, nope. And he walked around the chair to stand behind him and I jumped on his lap.
Yep.
I was like, I got this. What do you mean no? Santa!
I've been warned. You know, when you started that story about her, you know, spilling the beans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You introed it with, yeah, and she's 18. And I thought you were going to be like, so there were people in her class that made
she's it. She's 18, other 18.
They made it 18 years. Those parents are, those parents deserve
right
to be
there.
Called liars.
Oh, that is
oh,
so funny.
Oh, man. Incredible. Yeah, I mean, we still enjoy, we watched Elf, you know,
yeah.
we still enjoy
oh,
wonderful, fun
best.
Movies. Yeah. It's incredible. It is
one
no, it's a wonderful life, but I'm telling you, children get bored to tears with that one.
Bored
I tried, and
tears.
Then I learned that that's more of a grown-up movie, because children, one, it's black and white, so they're like, where's all the color? And two, man, it's a real story that tugs at your heartstrings if you're in your 30s. So my kids were like, this is the best Christmas movie? This is terrible.
This is stupid.
Boring.
My kids, my older kids, love White Christmas.
Oh, okay.
They
there
love the
go.
Singing and,
yeah.
you know.
That's a classic.
That's their
that
favorite.
That is a classic. That's a good one.
Yeah, White
that's
Christmas
a good one.
Is a
that
favorite.
Is a good one.
That's a jam, yo.
That's
it
a
is.
Jam.
So,
Bing Crosby, come on.
Any crazy plans for Christmas this year?
Next week I go to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh. I know. That's kind of crazy for me
yeah.
to go and come home 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah.
And then it's my oldest birthday and my birthday the 24th. And
your birthday is the 24th?
Yeah.
And you're going to be 26.
Sucks.
What's that like?
Yeah. For the...
For the 15th time.
So, okay.
16th time.
I think I've just deciphered why the Schroffs only do one Christmas present. Because you want enough money for your birthday.
Well,
give me that birthday
we have,
money!
There are 5 Schroffs that have birthdays in December.
You really didn't plan this.
I know.
You did not plan
wow.
this well at all.
I know.
Gosh.
Oh, I know. I know.
That just
it.
Sounds so expensive. I just almost threw up.
I know.
As the financial man of the home, I'm like sweating foreplay. Oh, God, I gotta lie down. 11 Schroff kids. Oh, 5 birthdays. Okay, I'm gonna lie down real quick.
I can't
even
that.
Do that math.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, it is. But
the majority
I guess,
of our kids
you know.
Are July on.
Okay.
So they start July and
you
then
you got any
August?
Any on the 12th?
No, 3rd.
I share a birthday with the Schroff, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
July
yeah,
16th.
I knew that. I knew yeah. that.
Sierra's so. Birthday.
Yep.
That's right.
It's pretty
That's
good.
Right. I know.
There
and
you
go. Clay's mother.
And Clay's mother.
Is the 16th?
16th also. Because we just don't have babies, you know, have their own day. They have to share.
They have to share. Look, guys, we're a sharing family.
That's right.
We got quad-level bunk beds.
That's right.
You're sharing
one
a birthday.
Gift.
Look, you can be a part of our family, but we have some rules.
Yeah.
You're not going to get. You're not going to get celebrated. In
That's
this
right.
Family. You're just another member of the team.
Don't talk to me about getting celebrated. My birthday's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, you
get the birthday Christmas combo gift.
Well, that's bad on you. You shouldn't have been born that day. You should have reserved
it's all
it.
My fault.
You should have been like born in July. That's the best time.
Exactly.
Yep. It is.
Or August.
You can have swim parties.
Amazing.
Yeah. What do you get? You get consolation prizes.
That's yeah, right.
Pretty much.
That's right.
It's the other half of the
That's
gift.
That's right.
So
I did not receive a birthday party until I was 18.
Wow. Really?
And I gave it for myself.
Gosh. Why is it? Did you grow up Jehovah's Witness?
No. Nope.
What happened?
It's the day before Christmas.
It's the day
Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Who's going to come
Who's
to your Christmas
coming?
Party? Or
Man,
your birthday party?
You're
you should have grown
school.
Up in my family. My mom would have been like, both my parents, my mom and well, my dad would have been like, but it's so much money. My mom would have been like, doesn't matter.
Right.
We're doing this.
Yeah. I had a cake, but the cake always had Santa and Rudolph, and it said Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, Michelle.
Merry Christmas in big letters.
So everybody else is like, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Like, that's wrong.
That's right.
I thought the saying is Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday.
And the Kirk, right. or the cake, the Kirk always said, it said, Merry Christmas, and then down in tiny letters, or Merry Christmas, everyone, tiny letters, Happy Birthday, Michael.
You're couldn't like, fit all them letters.
It's Michelle.
Sorry, there's an extra L and an E. We couldn't
Sorry.
Fit that on the
Sorry.
Cake.
Sorry about
oh,
that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And then it was dessert. Oh, let's sing. Oh, wait. Darn, they already cut it.
That's awesome.
I'm not kidding you.
So sad. But now, hey, you've got 11 wonderful presents.
That's right. That's
They're called
right.
Schroff Children. And speaking of, let's talk Aspen Project. Let's talk Project Zoe because, you know, we have fun. We mess around and we always have a blast when you come in here. But let's talk about this because obviously there is a joy in your heart that does not come from anything other than Jesus Christ. And because of that, you pour that out into the lives of these 11 children in your home. So how can someone get involved that maybe in this time of year they've been praying, they've been thinking, seeking adoption or how to get involved in foster care or even respite care? How can
there
people get
so,
involved?
There are so many ways to get involved. I mean, you know, if you want a mentor, if you would like to foster, adopt, do respite, you know, CYFD is the optimal place because there are so many kids in need. There's 600 yeah. foster kids. I just found out yesterday the current number is 600 in
wow.
New Mexico. That's
wow.
a ton.
Yeah.
That's a ton. So I'm sorry, not New Mexico, Albuquerque. That's Albuquerque.
Just
numbers.
Albuquerque.
That's Albuquerque numbers.
Whoa.
I think there's 1,200 statewide.
Man.
So CYFD is a great, great, great place to get involved with. You know, you hear a lot of horrible things about CYFD. I have to tell you, they don't want your kids. They don't just come out
right.
and take people's kids. I mean, these
right.
are children that truly need to be in custody,
yeah.
you know? So, you know, don't think that, oh, if I become a foster parent, are they going to look at my family under scrutiny or, oh, I homeschool, you know?
Right.
I homeschool.
Yeah.
You know, they're very respectful. They come to my home, you know, twice a month, and they're very respectful. We've yet to have an experience with a social worker.
Since you already have 11 in your home for school, are you thinking about just starting a full-on school?
Well, no, two are in my two older are in college, and then,
okay.
the you know, there's
yeah.
five that are too young to go to school.
Right.
Wow.
So if you're looking for a new daycare / school.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. But CYFD is a great place to start. You know, there's treatment foster care. Those are kids that have a little bit higher need.
Mm-hmm.
Great opportunity, though.
Yeah.
You know, if that's something that you feel called to, please, there's a need. Adoption,
yeah.
international, locally, the Heart Gallery, tons of kiddos, beautiful kiddos that want moms and dads. Okay. Teenagers. Oh, my goodness. These
teenagers.
Kids can say, I don't want to be adopted.
Right.
I just, you know what? I'm going to age out. I'm just going to have my own life. And you know what? I probably would do that. You know, been hurt, been
yeah.
in for a while. There's kids that are 16 saying, I want a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 years?
Yeah.
Really? 2 years?
Oh, it makes all the difference in the world. As,
it really
as
does.
Someone who grew up without a father, I can tell you that having that mom and that dad
right.
and especially that love of Jesus Christ, that's why the Aspen Project does what they do. That's why you guys are heavily involved because It's imprinting the life of Christ into the heart of a child, and there is nothing more important than that. And
that's
so,
right. And, you know, it's not preaching at them. It's not, you know, hey, let's have a Sunday right. school, you know, devotion every single morning. You know, it's caring for them. It's loving on them. It's yeah. showing them that regardless of their situation, that God is there. And Amen. He'll never leave them, and he'll right. never forsake them.
Yeah, because a lot of times, I mean, I can't fully speak to that, but I can say that growing up and hearing about how God was my father in mm-hmm. heaven, that's all I could equate it to was my dad who died when I was 6 years old. I never knew that love of a father. And so because of that, it was very difficult for me to grasp or understand what that meant, the love of a father. And so you read the prodigal son story, you read all these great stories, and I couldn't wrap my mind around it because I had no comprehension of that. Mm-hmm. And it truly was not until I became a father that it clicked and broke my heart in some great ways because I realized what that truly meant.
How cool,
that love
though,
of a
you
father.
Know?
Yeah.
When you think about, you know, not having a dad and then being yeah. put in that position and having to figure it out. And
oh,
say,
I was terrified.
Okay.
I was terrified.
Yeah.
And I mean, I am no perfect dad, you know. I screw up. I make mistakes. But I that's what I just tried to model myself after was that love of the father. And,
wow,
and okay,
that's
how would God respond to me in this situation? When I screw up, does God just immediately fly off the handle and spank me? Thankfully not. He has love and grace and mercy and he's compassionate. And man, I'm not saying that I do that every time because being a parent is tough. However,
nah.
yeah, that's it. And that's where you have to go. You have to go to the Word of God for that understanding. And yeah,
I don't know how people do it without him. I really don't.
Oh, I don't either.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
I can't.
Truly.
I can't imagine. And for me, a lot of it isn't just, okay, I go there for guidance, but also I go there to see myself.
Hmm.
And I think when we're disciplining our kids, that needs to be in the forefront of our minds is, you yeah. know, what am I expecting from this child? Am I expecting perfection?
Right.
Because right. that's not what God expects from us.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to compassionately look at this kiddo and going, okay, consequences are in order.
Yeah.
But I still need to be compassionate and long suffering and show mercy in some situations and grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. And forgiveness, because we can sure bring it up. Me and my kids were just talking the other day and my older kids are, you know, feel comfortable and safe now that they can tell me, remember when we were little and we'd get in trouble and we'd be like, Mom, please forgive me for hitting my sister. And you'd be like, yes, I forgive you, but don't do it again. And, you know, and I'm like, I did that. And they go, oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time.
It was
Their
never just, I forgive
are incredible.
You.
I constantly remind my oldest son that love keeps no record of wrongdoing, but for some reason, Jack just has this picture-perfect memory of everything I've ever said. Ever. So, yeah. Incredible. AspenProject.org. Yeah. Can
be. In
college? Man. AspenProject.org if you would like more information. And it's always wonderful having you in studio.
Well, I thank you.
We have fun.
I love
it's
coming.
Cool. So you can check out all the details. We'll post it to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Christmas time.
It's a great time to help out.
It absolutely is. So think about if you're getting ready for Christmas and getting gifts for your family and preparing. Think of those. There are so many children who do not have that in this time. And so that excitement for a lot of people in this Christmas season, and it's the best season, not everyone has that. And so prayer is a wonderful thing. Begin to pray, and if this is something that the Lord is placing on your heart, maybe this is that first step you got to take.
That's
so
right.
There you go. AspenProject.org for all the information. Woo! All right. Reliant K, Merry Christmas. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, throw cares away.
Ding dong, ding.
Ding, ding, ding,
ding,
ding, ding. From everywhere.
on that. You're still going. You just can't even hear him. Dogs can hear you. Steve Austin, Morning Party. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, hello.
Steve Mateo with you. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, the lovely Michelle.
Yeesh.
Will be joining us.
Hey, we posted a link to a story about a Christmas party that just went terribly wrong.
Nuts.
In L.A., these kids broke into this house, had this Christmas party. Of course, they were all over social media bragging about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And one kid even stole a $250,000 stuffed snow leopard.
The best part is the kid that got arrested for stealing a snow leopard said, man, only took it because all the good stuff was gone. Somebody made off with a suit of armor.
Yeah.
A shield. Jewelry.
A shield. They took a shield.
Designer suits.
So anyway, we got some people. We threw up the question, what's your worst
Christmas party
experience slash memory? We got a few stories.
All right.
And the phone lines are open, so if you have one, please give us a call.
505-338-3700. What gave you a blue Christmas?
I loved it. What? I love it. Anyway, Phoebe says, first off, if you're going to pay $250K for a stuffed cat, you deserve to have this happen to you. I mean, come on. Do you have any idea how many real cats you could send to a taxidermist for $250,000? He says roughly 285. That's how many.
Yep. Yeah.
Good call, Phoebe. Thank you for the quit. Taxidermy math. We appreciate it. Josh says he went to a Christmas party when he was 7. They had a Santa Claus, and he knew it was his dad dressed up. So it ruined Christmas.
Oh.
It ruined Christmas for him.
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Boo.
Oh.
Kevin says, just the usual gift exchange where I bring some halfway nice, something halfway nice, and he gets junk.
Oh, yeah. That happens, right? That's why I don't do those stupid white elephant parties.
Seems to happen every... But...
Yeah,
but we're having a white elephant party. Me and you.
No.
Yeah. You can't go wrong with this. Think about it. This is the best way to do a white elephant party. Or Dirty Santa, or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
You pick one friend that you know very well, and the two of you have the party. You can't lose. Because then, what you do, I mean, theoretically, you could get something that you really like.
Yeah.
And your friend, if you know him well enough, they'll get something they really like. And you could, like, give it to the person to say, steal!
I like that.
And get it for yourself.
All right.
You could steal up to 3 times.
But that's an odd number, so that means you're going to end up with your own thing.
The real gift there is more hangout time with your friend that took the present you really wanted. Friendship. See, it's a win-win situation.
Amazing.
You call that a white Mateo party.
Oh, I like that.
Sandra says, not related to this topic, but the cardinal rule phrase comes from, it's a cardinal sin, so it's really bad that you broke it,
right, but why? I get that.
We want to know why
the
cardinal...
Why is it a cardinal sin?
Well, let's look up the definition. Maybe cardinal is
like
more than a bird.
Like the cardinal rule, cardinal... What about the cardinals makes it so big?
They're a red bird. Cardinal definition.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, here we go with the Christmas story.
Oh, great.
Let us hear your story.
So, you know, I'm little, and my mom and dad are separated. They've been divorced since I can remember when I'm growing up. So I'd always have Christmas Day with my mom's side of the family, which was more Caucasian. And then my dad's side of the family, which was very Mexican. We would do that Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So, you know, I went to both. My mom would always be like, just stay with us. No, you don't have to go. She didn't really like me going over there because they all like to drink a lot. So, Santa, when I believed in Santa, he came one time, and there was a friend of the family. His name was Al, I believe. And, man, he came in. I mean, he was the most drunkest Santa Claus. And I remember.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
we were little. But we were still like, yeah, because that's when we got to open the presents. You know
right.
what I mean?
Of course.
So, and they would ring bells outside and be like, Santa's here. And then all of a sudden he comes in stinking, like, and then to top it off, he busts up the acoustic guitar and starts playing some Mexican rolas. Oh, dude, it's classic. He's just singing in Spanish, and he's just strumming that guitar like crazy,
wow.
man. But
that's incredible.
I'll never forget that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love you guys,
love
man.
Love you, too.
All right, so check this out.
Oh, boy.
As a noun, a cardinal has two main definitions.
Oh,
number
okay.
one, and this is a noun, right. a leading dignitary of the Roman Catholic Church. Cardinals are nominated by the Pope, blah, blah,
okay.
blah, blah, blah. Number two, a New World songbird of the Bunting family with a stout bill and typically with a... Con- conspicuous crest.
Okay.
The male is partly or mostly red in color. Now.
Those are the nouns.
Cardinal adjective.
Oh.
One definition of the greatest importance, fundamental. So the word itself means most important.
Okay.
There it is.
I like that.
Hey, anytime we ask for a question or we ask for an answer and you guys can't answer it, we got this thing here at the studio called Google. And so don't expect to ever catch us off guard, because we can get all the info we need straight off this Google machine.
Dude, I'll never forget, back to the Christmas mishaps.
Yeah?
When I was a kid, my grandmother, she lived in the South Valley, and I can't remember if it was like a Walgreens or somewhere. She wanted to get a Santa decoration for the house, and
yeah.
And she went and purchased it. It was like one of those plastic faces, you know, you put it on the door type thing.
Yeah.
Instead of a wreath, it was this big Santa Claus face. And so at the store, she was looking at it. True story. Grabs it, boop, buys it, takes it home, and we were helping her decorate. And we bust that thing out and pulled it open, and it was an African-American Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And it was probably the first time I ever questioned, like, wait. I thought he looked completely different. It was one of the more incredible experiences. That Santa Claus head stuck around for years because everybody lost it, thought it was the greatest thing in the universe. And so I kid you not, that was on her door every year, and everybody still to this day
That's
talks
hilarious.
About.
It's probably the same way. Middle Eastern people feel when they come to America and they go to a church and they see Jesus, they're like,
whoa, white Jesus.
They have a white Jesus in America? I'll never forget. I posted a picture of it on Instagram a long time ago. House Heroes played a show at this church, and it was a ginger Jesus. He was pale white and had red hair. And I've never, ever, 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 ever been more confused in my life. I just went, whoop, picture.
It's incredible.
It's true, though.
Oh, it's incredible. We got to take a quick break. We found some awesome, what was it, traditions that you did not know about.
We got a good one coming up.
It's coming up
for
in the
people.
9 o'clock hour.
And
speaking of,
we're going to talk about zombie sales because it might be Christmas, but we're going to have a little creepiness come up in here because it's all you need to have a little level of creepiness when it's Christmas time.
That's right.
That
and
just
speaking
makes
of,
it perfect.
Mitch will be joining us in the 9 o'clock.
There
hour.
It is.
Steam Awesome Morning Party
right now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. I just realized that was Justin Bieber. I hit the wrong button.
She did.
I asked you immediately, why are you playing Justin Bieber?
I couldn't hear you. You know, like those dog whistles, how there's like frequency that just... Oh,
pause. Let's start this over. Silence everything.
Feliz
silence
Navidad.
Everything. No, Mitch, silence everything.
Feliz Navidad.
Mitch, I'm trying to help you out.
No, you're not.
I was going to say let's start over welcoming the beautiful, wonderful Mitch, but now
talented.
I have to talk about an obstinate little kid that when she doesn't get her way, she
kicks
just won't
you
shut
in
up.
The shin.
Well,
oh,
he said,
it hurts.
Thank you, Mitch.
He
welcome
said,
to the show.
He said, if you kick me one more time, I'm going to be so mad.
No,
and so
he
I
said,
him.
Kick me, Mitchy, one more time. You misunderstood him.
Now I'm going to have that song stuck in my head all day.
You're welcome.
Thank you. It is the 9 o'clock hour. Welcome to it. Hey, it's 9:15. We got to take a quick peek at traffic, and then we're going to get into the topic of the hour.
Traffic.
Now, what's going on with traffic? We have the construction at I-25 in Paseo. You know about it, hopefully. You're being careful about it, because it's a lot of construction, and it's going on all the time. Uh-oh. What these? Oh, that's just all the construction. And we do have the water main break at Spain and Morris. That's still going on. I bet it's going to get icy over there.
Oh, yeah.
So be careful. Oh, speaking of that, yesterday Chrissy showed me this video up in, like, where Canada and Minnesota, whatever that Great Lake
the
is.
The Bubbles?
Is it Superior?
Is it or the is Bubbles?
It? Yes. No, not the Bubbles.
Oh, not
the Bubbles.
The Bubbles video.
What's happening is the wind is blowing the the water. It's blowing the water off of the lake, but it's so cold that the water is freezing. So it's ice that is crawling up land towards these houses, and it keeps coming and coming and coming, and then it breaks into, like, it breaks a door down.
It was unbelievable.
And it's just going, and you hear it's just going.
It sounds like a train coming.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's,
and horrible.
It's cold.
But it got uploaded like last May. Yeah. So I don't, you guys probably talked about it, forgot about it. Now it's back.
No.
We never talked about it.
Yeah, I want to talk about this because we have ignored it for too long.
Okay, let's do this.
Merry Christmas, zombie? Biologists have created zombie cells in the lab which outperform living counterparts.
Yeah.
That's right. A team at Sandia National Laboratories.
Right here.
And the University of New Mexico.
Right here.
Has innovated a technique whereby mammalian cells are coated with a silica to form near-perfect replicas.
Whoa.
Mitch, how do you feel?
So far, so good.
How do you feel to know that you are comprised of these things in totality?
Zombie cells.
You are a zombie, Mitch! Zombie clone!
Okay with me.
Oh man, I thought you'd be disappointed. The silica replicants can survive greater pressures and temperatures than flesh and perform many functions better than the original cells did when alive. By painting the cells with salicylic acid in a petri dish, the acid embalms the organic material in the cell down to the nanometer level.
Dude.
Oh.
The silica then acts as a permeable armor. Okay, two ways this can go.
Yeah.
Whoa! Heating the silica to around 400 degrees Celsius evaporates the protein in the cell, but leaves the silica as a three-dimensional replica of the formerly living being. The difference is, and this is Hess. Somebody. It just says Hess.
We should try and get him on the phone!
He's right here.
He's quoted as saying, "The difference is that instead of modeling the face, say, of a famous criminal, the hardened silica-based cells display internal mineralized structures with intricate features ranging from nano to millimeter length scales."
Whoa.
"The valuable biological material can thus be converted into a reusable fossil, which could have uses in fuel cells, decontamination, and sensor technology, as well as commercial manufacturing." Lead researcher Brian Kerr said in a statement that the research distinguishes between a mummy cell and a zombie cell. Either way, monsters. "Our zombie cells bridge chemistry and biology to create forms that not only nearly perfectly resemble their past selves, but can do future work." What happened?
Zombies.
It just took over.
Cuts off.
Yeah. Zombies.
Now, I know this is a diversion, and I know there's a lot of science talk, so a lot of people probably checked out. But this is crazy talk.
Yeah.
This could lead to a super soldier. Think about it.
A super soldier?
What?
Think about it.
You don't know what a super soldier
is? No.
Oh, my gosh. Did you see Captain America?
Yeah.
Super soldier!
Look, he's a super soldier?
Yes, he's a super soldier. He's Captain America, frozen in carbonite.
It creates like a crazy armor.
Boba Fett took him.
Yeah.
There was a bounty on his head.
I'm so confused.
Jabba the Hutt wanted him, so they froze him. But he got out because Sam Jackson.
Wait, are we now talking about Han Solo?
Him?
No. They put him in the dark forest and Hagrid had to keep him.
Yeah!
For 24 years.
24!
This was pre-Harry.
Gosh, it was crazy. And then when the stormtroopers showed up to take Captain America, Gandalf jumped out and said, "You shall not pass." It was the best movie I've ever seen in my life.
Pretty incredible.
It was amazing.
And right after that, Thor popped up and said, "Hey, you want to be an Avenger?" And he was like, "Yes."
It was incredible. It was incredible. I loved it. So then they jumped on the Starship Enterprise, and Captain Picard said, "Warp speed." And then they all took off, and that was how it ended.
Right after that, Wolverine popped out and went back to the future.
How do you feel?
And then Marty McFly, Doc Brown, and Wolverine, they had to go back to 1885.
This is heavy stuff.
How do you feel knowing that I only understood about
60%
of that stuff?
What does that mean? Is the future, like, is the atmosphere more dense?
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
I'm going to go back to my office. This is my last break until 10.
Is that a threat or a promise? Because we'll take it.
Here's the thing. We were talking off air about Christmas
customs. 75%.
Good.
Christmas customs. 70. You probably didn't know about, and I asked you, we were talking off air, Christmas customs for your family. What's your family's Christmas custom? Do you guys have one?
No, not at all.
What?
Nope.
Oh, there's that obstinate kid I was looking for. Christmas tradition. You ready for this? Okay.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies when I was a kid, and I guess my sister's too, was The Land Before Time.
The first one with Ducky?
If you can remember that movie was one of the saddest movies that ever came out.
The only thing I remember about that is going to Pizza Hut to get the hand puppets.
There you go. Yes, I had those. Absolutely. Anyway, the character Littlefoot, who's a little baby Apatosaurus, his mom, you remember, like, she gets killed trying to protect him.
They're dinosaurs. They all die.
Not these.
Fast forward, 2013, there are no dinosaurs.
Fast forward, remember the plot of the movie.
I don't.
They go to the Great Valley.
Oh.
And they live because it's this, like, preserved piece of land.
And then Job showed up and said, Leviathan.
We thought the movie was over because there was the one that came out in the early 80s.
Right.
And then all of a sudden in the
90s. There were 18 more.
They started releasing sequels. It was like The Land Before Time 2. Return to the Great Valley.
Ah, yes.
And so for nostalgia, my mom was like, oh, we're getting the kids that. Little did we know. That was going to start happening. It just got like VeggieTales crazy because it was The Land Before Time 3.
Right.
Something else.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6. Now it's The Land Before Time 27. Back to the museum because they're all bones, but somehow they're still alive. And we're still get every Christmas, we would get to open one present. And somehow, conveniently, mystically, over the course of a year, I would forget that we got that movie. It's because I quit watching them. We would never open them. And it was the big plastic VHS covers, you know?
The clamshell.
Clamshells. So I would just forget because we would never watch it. Like, after the third or fourth one, it was kind of like, yay. Because the quality really went down. I mean, it was direct-to-video.
Yeah.
So, yeah, seriously, it was like about the fourth or fifth year of Land Before Time. It was finally like, let's stop.
Can we just not do this anymore?
Why not?
Can we just?
And my poor little mom, she was just heartbroken. Why not? And I was like, they're DVDs.
Yeah.
They're replacing cassettes. So we better stop wasting our money on these VHS movies. We quit getting them. She got it. She looked at the shelf and saw three or four of them not even
open.
Unwrapped. Yeah, just sitting there.
I found a list of Christmas customs that you probably didn't know about. There are so many ridiculous Christmas traditions. And in different countries, they do different things. So I found a list of Christmas customs from all over the world.
Mitch, did you really have no Christmas?
None.
You're just pouting over there. Is that your Christmas tradition?
No, I just pouting. Didn't. I just didn't have any.
Pouting.
Or maybe I just don't want to say it on air because I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, we got it. It's pouting. So
in
what's
India,
the list?
There's an absence of fir trees or pine trees to decorate, so they decide to make do with banana trees and mango trees.
Booyah! Don't open those bananas. They're spiders.
So instead of Christmas pine trees lining up, celebrating in households, you'll find brightly lit, well-decorated Christmas banana or mango trees on the streets. They even use the leaves of the trees to decorate their houses.
Is this like that Corona commercial? You know, it's dark, and then all of a sudden it goes...
That's it. Except
palm tree.
I highly doubt it's like that in India.
Yeah.
That's more Hawaii,
right.
I think. In the Czech Republic, if you don't want to celebrate another Christmas alone, you try this. This is true.
Mitch, listen.
Stand with your back to the door and throw a shoe over your shoulder on Christmas Day. If the shoe lands with the toe pointing to a door, congratulations. You're marrying whoever's behind that door.
Yes!
That happens in the Czech Republic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gosh.
I'm going to the Czech Republic for Christmas.
Man,
you're
these are some
married.
Fun
exactly.
traditions.
Exactly.
Just to watch it happen?
In Japan, no joke.
Yeah?
Just like how Christmas turkey is a must on Christmas for the Japanese. It's Colonel Sanders.
No way.
Since the beginning of this marketing campaign 4 decades ago, not just chicken of any kind,
KFC
has been associated with Christmas in the minds of the Japanese for generations.
Okay, so America...
This is real!
America for real took over Christmas in Japan.
Yeah, it's a tradition passed on from parent to child in spite of its commercialized beginnings. More than 240,000 barrels of chicken will be sold during Christmas, 5 to 10 times its normal monthly sales. In Japan, Christmas equals KFC.
Boom!
Yeah, yeah. Static!
Hey, now you guys are just making me hungry.
I know, I'm sorry.
For KFC? No,
I have a little tradition we have. I don't know, a lot of people probably do it, but what we do in our family is every year for Christmas, we pick out a Christmas ornament. Like, and then we all go and get a Christmas ornament for each person, and it could be whatever, the wackiest, whatever you want it to be. And then, you know, the traditional, like, open the present before, you know, open one present on Christmas Eve and stuff like that. So we just do stuff like that. But I like the ornament thing because that kind of gets me excited because I can put, like, whichever ornament. We've been going with the Jack and Sally ornaments, and so
nice. We've
been kind of doing that a lot. But I think this year I'm going to mix it up and just get a regular ornament.
No,
there you go.
Don't even get an ornament. Get another tree.
Those are called ornaments.
I've decided every Christmas from now on, we're all getting our individual trees.
We did, like, you know those little baby trees that you could get sometimes at the, like, they used to have those little vendors at the light parades, and you can get, like, these little Christmas trees, and they had different football teams, they had different superheroes, like, my son got a Spider-Man, and they used to have these little baby trees that you could do that. I don't know where it went, though. She's never been out again.
Well, I'll tell you, you could go with a baby tree and be lazy. You could get a real freaking tree, another tree, and bring it in. That would be pretty cool.
You guys are nuts. All right, have a great day, dude.
You too, man. See you later. Dude, I'll tell you what. Well, our Christmas tradition this year is hanging everything at the top two-thirds of the tree.
Why is that?
Because Panda Bear Cat freaking loves low-hanging ornaments.
Well, Dawn said it best. A Christmas tree is like the most unimaginably perfect toy a cat could ever have.
It's incredible. Because she loses her mind.
She walks over there and just sits there.
And then all of a sudden you see half of her up in the tree, and then you can hear like ding, 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 as she's like trying to grab that one
goes,
ornament.
Boom.
But then it hits the ground, she's like, oh.
She looks at it.
Moving
she,
on.
She looks back up and goes.
Because she doesn't want the one that just hit the ground. She wants the one that's still in the tree.
She's going to take
love that
whole tree down.
Gosh.
Hope so.
Christmas traditions. What are yours? 505-338-3700.
Let's see if we got any.
In Finland, families in Finland usually visit the graves of their ancestors and relatives on Christmas Eve to light candles in memory of the deceased.
Wow.
Okay.
Even those who don't have their kin's graves nearby visit cemeteries to place candles in honor of their family members buried elsewhere.
So kind of like a creepy Christmas.
Dude, food will also be left on tables and family members leave their beds to sleep on the floor to give the dead a nice meal and a place to rest when they visit. Okay.
It's just...
That is terrifying.
It's a combination of Halloween and Christmas.
Are you kidding me? That is terrifying.
We thought it was Thanksgiving. But it's not. It's just Christmas.
It's just a lot of wasted food.
A lot of wasted food, and then you're sleeping on the floor on Christmas Eve so that the dead can sleep in your bed.
Well, let them have a bed. They need one every once in a while.
They don't sleep.
Gosh,
they don't sleep.
I guess it does get exhausting doing that little slide clap.
Yep.
For like hours. I love it. Oh, man. In Venezuela, in the capital city, Caracas. We know that because of Homeland.
We do.
We do. Brody, I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're safe, bro. In the capital city, Caracas, before young children go to bed on Christmas Eve, they tie one end of a string to their big toe, leaving the other end outside the bedroom window. The fun part of the Christmas celebration is on the day of the early morning mass. Streets are closed off till cars until 8 p.m. for people to roller skate to the service, and they customarily proceed to tug on any of the strings they see hanging nearby out of windows. What?
It's just Christmas.
These are the oddest Christmas
traditions. It's Christmas around the world. Celebrated in many different ways.
This one is a little freaky morbid, but in Sweden.
Sweden.
Gosh, this started back in 1966. A 13-meter tall goat figure made of straw was erected in the town square of Gavel.
This is the thing from Sleepy Hollow.
At the stroke of midnight Christmas Eve, the goat goes up in flames. But the town never stopped building it year after year, and vandals never stopped trying to burn the goat down. Just to be clear, the town doesn't want the goat to be burned down.
No, it just happened.
In fact,
good grief.
In 2001, an American tourist served time in jail and was fined for successfully doing so.
Because he burned it down. Some American guy was like, all right, we got Japan with KFC. We got the cemetery thing. I'm not doing that. That's too much work.
Gosh,
Burning down this goat statue. This is perfect.
So you let the goat live until Christmas, I guess. This is great. I like this one. This one helps for all of nerddom, and that would be us. In the Ukraine, instead of glittering ornaments and tinsel, Ukrainian Christmas trees are covered with an artificial spider.
Yes!
And cobwebs. According to the local folklore, there was a poor woman who could not afford to decorate their Christmas tree, but the next morning her children woke up to see the tree covered with webs. And when the first light of Christmas morning touched the web threads, they turned into gold and silver. And the family was never left for wanting again. Hence, it's believed that seeing a spider web on Christmas morning brings good luck.
Yeah, they forgot the part where when they glinted with gold and silver, the web spelled out, "Some pig." Bonafide.
That was a Charlotte's Web joke.
Have you ever...
Michelle,
can you read?
Oh, I'm sorry, the cartoon?
Can you read? There's a book called Charlotte's Web.
Just really trying to make
there's
this
a movie.
Steve-O, did you have any crazy Christmas traditions?
Well, I grew up in Finland, and
Tell me about it.
So my family, we had a tradition.
What'd you do?
Well, most Finnish families have this tradition, and like most Finnish families, we grew up having our own sauna because it's believed that the sauna elf.
There's a sauna elf.
This is true. That a sauna elf lives in there to protect it and to make sure people behave themselves. Because when you think sauna, you think freaky, just get down craziness.
Yeah.
So every Christmas Eve, people would head to the sauna, strip to their toes, and enjoy a nice good soak. Naked as a family.
I wear toe socks. So
this is a real story. Oh, Finland.
Hey, Celeste, do you have any Christmas traditions, your family? Like anything crazy? Anything cool? Strange? Weird?
Fun? Interesting?
Fun?
Guys?
Christmas?
Anything?
Holly jolly?
Anything?
The typical Hispanic food. Tamales, pozole.
Tell me about that, because you know I have no idea what you just said.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I grew up in Mississippi.
Oh my gosh.
Come on.
He knows he's just not very good.
Now, what's the first part, though?
Tamales?
Oh, tamales, pozoles.
Tamales, pozoles.
So what? Okay, do you guys get together and cook them, or what happens?
No, we generally just throw them at each other.
You throw them at each other?
No, yes, of course we cook them and eat them.
Oh.
I don't know. It's not that exciting. We don't have anything crazy going.
Am I the only one that had a cool Christmas tradition?
Yeah, we just make up stuff about Christmas unicorns and stuff.
Christmas unicorn?
We have one. Lives at my aunt's house in Corrales.
Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Say that into the microphone. Say that. Document this.
We have a Christmas unicorn.
Did you clock it at 25 miles per hour?
Actually, like 32.
Can you say it again?
Was the top
speed. We have
speed.
A T-Rex.
Christmas traditions.
Is that what you wanted to hear?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We want to hear your stories. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Good morning.
Here comes Santa. Here comes Santa. Down Santa Claus
Lane. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes. Hey, we pose the question of the day. Do you have any Christmas traditions? Wacky, cool, kind, or even just strange? Tell us about it.
Yeah, we found a list of crazy traditions throughout the world.
Traditions.
I didn't have any crazy Christmas traditional eggnog today. I have no idea why I can't speak.
Do we have a phone call over there?
Yes.
Let's do it.
We'll grab that. Give us your Christmas traditions, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or give us a call, 505-338-3700. Static!
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Christmas traditions, right?
Yes.
My family has a couple. Every 2 years... or every other year, my dad's side of the family, which is actually kind of small, comes over to my house. And we, first thing we do usually is we have a Christmas performance. So we all have come prepared with some sort of like dance or musical. It's usually musical because my family's really like into that kind of stuff.
Yes.
We also have fondue.
You
like
prepare,
cheese fondue
you
and
prepare
bread
fondue.
And stuff.
That's
and like
awesome.
If you drop it in there, you got to kiss the person to your left, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like on the cheek. It's not like makeout time, but.
Oh my gosh.
And we also have a ping pong tournament every 2 years.
This is what I'm talking about.
See, that sounds awesome. You guys have some great traditions.
That's Christmas.
That is Christmas.
Are you going to build a straw goat and like make a statue, put it in the center of your community, and then try to fend off vandals from burning it down? I feel
no.
like you guys would be good at that.
Agreed.
That would be fun.
Have you been listening? You heard the story.
No,
about,
I just got out of a final that I was taking.
That's
so.
Another Christmas tradition.
That's a Christmas tradition somewhere in the world.
Somebody know what is a Christmas tradition is burning down a goat.
Man, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
This is just nothing.
Shut up!
There's nothing before it.
I don't understand why I can't talk today.
It's because of Christmas tradition.
Static.
Yo, morning, fellas.
Morning!
Hey, I don't have any cool traditions or anything, but,
That's okay. Lame ones are still traditions.
Right? Well, no, I just wanted to give, listeners a heads up. I think 528's closed off out here in Rio Rancho.
No way.
Snap.
Northern's closed off. Unser's closed off. They're doing a memorial service for the, I can't even think of his name right now, but he was, he's a deputy sheriff. He served with the, New Mexico Forest Fire Department.
Oh, and, yes. Cool.
Yeah, he just recently passed away.
Well, thanks for calling us, because that's not showing up on our map.
Yeah.
So thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on.
Well, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, yep. man.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. Static.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I got a feel-good story to share with you guys if you have a minute or so.
Absolutely.
So, earlier in the year, we had a small concert there with Divine Lesko and his old church. Mm-hmm. And so we got there maybe an hour before the concert, and the line was out the door down the parking lot. So, were you guys at the concert last night?
No, we didn't go.
We get up at 4 a.m. Yeah. for the morning show. So
we're hard-pressed to make it any
concerts.
We're
in bed by 8-ish. So we did get to hang out with those guys yesterday, but unfortunately we're not able to attend.
Yeah.
Cool. So we get there an hour and a half earlier, hoping to get closer in line. Well, the lines weren't big at all. It was like a regular church service. So we were able to get in there and sit it kind of close up the front. And so anyways... It's been a kind of rough year for me. You know, my mom passed a few months back, and the holidays have kind of been crappy, right, so far.
Right.
So, you know, the Lord does wonderful things and brings people back and, you know, knows exactly what to do and how to use people to, you know, keep people's emotions and these times going. So, anyway, so what happened last night was, you know, it was my birthday, and towards the end of the concert, Shane, you know, was handing out or talking about, you know, selling their CDs and stuff. And so he asked if anybody in the audience was having a birthday, and I raised my hand up, and they called me up there. So I'm thinking they're going to give me this CD pack, right?
Right.
So Phil Wickham sticks his hand out and says, come up here. So they drag me up there, and they sing me happy birthday in front of everybody, and it was pretty emotional. And
wow.
It was something special for me.
That's amazing, man. Happy birthday.
Yeah, your birthday was yesterday.
Oh, it's actually today.
Today?
So, yeah.
Happy birthday.
12-12.
Thank you so much.
That's a cool
yeah,
day.
Yeah, 12-12. I bet last year was pretty cool, too. 12-12-12, right?
12-12-12?
Yeah.
Nice.
Right on, man. Well,
so, to finish off the conversation, I just want to say thank you to you guys. You guys are amazing. And yeah, I don't think you guys realize how much joy you bring to people in the morning with your show, especially me. You know, it's funny. I'm in the office, and just you guys are cracking me up, laughing out loud, and you know, the people in the office are looking at me strange. Why are you? What's going on? You need to turn the radio on and listen to these guys in the morning. So
that's cool, man.
You guys are great.
Well,
right
thank
on,
you.
Man. Thank you so much for listening and sharing that amazing testimony of how cool God is, and man, how He cares for His people.
Yeah.
So right on, man. Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling.
God bless, guys. Have a great day.
You
yeah,
too.
Dude, see ya.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Ooh. It's already 9:51. I know. I almost feel like that was a really great ender.
Well, let's go out on
all right.
We got on Facebook, we have posted Do you have any Christmas traditions? Tell us about them. Maybe Mitch will carry it on through midday, and then Celeste in the afternoon pick up on the conversation. So feel free to go to our Facebook, facebook.com/MiceAtticRadio. Tell us about your Christmas tradition. Is it weird? We want to hear about it.
There you go. That's it for us. We'll see you guys again mañana, Friday.
Yes.
Right around the corner. We are going to be broadcasting live on the corner of Central and Richmond. We are collecting sleeping bags for the homeless. We'll be out there from noon to 2 during Middays with Mitch. So please come see us. I know it's going to be cold, but that's that's part of the purpose, is because it is getting cold, and there is a lot of people. There are a lot of people in that Knob Hill area alone who are wandering around who don't have a comfy bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to provide them with a sleeping bag. And that's exactly why we're teaming up with Astro Zombies to
for a little pay it forward Friday.
Exactly.
Action.
So we'll be out there noon to 2 tomorrow on the corner of Central and Richmond, just catty corner of the Lobo Theater in the Knob Hill area. Come hang out with us. Drop off a sleeping bag, and we'll have stuff to give away. And
it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. That's it for us. If you miss any part of the morning show, you can catch it on podcast form at mystaticradio.com/mornings. And we'll see you guys again mañana for the Friday edition of Team Awesome Morning Party. Have a great Thursday.
Yes, have a good one.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.
Gotcha.